States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Need either one, right? A child can have just a father and be fine, can have just a mother and can be fine, can have two mommies, can have two daddies. They're all the same. Human beings are interchangeable widgets, and children are completely malleable and are fine under any circumstances. Right? This has been a long-held democratic philosophy. And now they've gone even further, which is that a mother could be a father, or a father could be a mother, and a man could be a woman, and a woman could be a man. So they finally came out with this yesterday, just in time for Mother's Day. So moms everywhere, you should feel really flattered. You may not be a woman. You're just a birthing person. And the same people who wear Handmaid's Tales outfits to protest Republican abortion policy because they say Republicans keep reducing us to our reproductive organs. They keep reducing us down to our reproductive abilities. Call women birthing persons now. That's what they call them. And it wasn't just one congressperson. This is going to be the term within the next several months. You are going to see Democrats adopting this term in widespread fashion. So Cori Bush, the adjunct member of the squad, she just joined from Missouri. She's a former Black Lives Matter activist. I mean, she's actually still a Black Lives Matter activist. She's just in Congress. Now, she's talking about how birthing persons are dying. Now, to you, the normal human being, who, like all humans, like all Homo sapiens for the last 300,000 years or so, have understood that birthing persons are female, you may say to yourself, why are we now conveying less information? Why are we trying to obscure information that is clearly obvious? Why don't you say moms? Instead, you, a mother, are now a birthing person, according to Cori Bush.
Every day, Black women are subjected to harsh and racist treatment during pregnancy and childbirth. Every day, Black women die because the system denies our humanity. It denies us patient care. I sit before you today as a single mom, as a nurse, as an activist, and as a congresswoman, and I am committed to doing the absolute most to protect Black mothers, to protect Black babies, to protect Black birthing people, and to save lives.
Okay, Black birthing people. Okay, then she tweeted out, every day, Black birthing people and our babies die. So she used mothers there like 10 times and women. So she fully understands that birthing people are mothers and are women. Right? She totally gets it. But instead, what she tweets is, every day, Black birthing people and our babies die. And this is the new term, right? The new term is birthing people. Now, again, I can't think of much more degrading to a woman than to suggest, number one, the process of pregnancy and childbearing has nothing to do with being a woman. And simultaneously to suggest that you can be boiled down to just bearing babies. Like, it is the exact opposite of what feminism suggested. Feminism suggested that women are different than men, and women ought to be respected for that and treated equally despite that difference. And in fact, because of that difference, right? Feminism suggested there's something special about being a woman. The new feminism is there's nothing special about being a woman. And in fact, men can give birth, right? All of which is just ridiculous. Now, I've watched my wife give birth 3 times. It turns out it's a very female thing. It's a pretty amazing thing. It's a superpower that women hold. And to degrade womanhood down to nothing is really incredible. I mean, we've been told by the feminist left of today that the highest achievement that a woman can have is to never have kids, apparently, and to just spend your time working 2,200 hours at a law firm so you can have a partner title, the same as a man, and delay childbearing, delay child rearing, delay marriage. This is the best move that you can make. If you finally do have a baby, you should probably freeze your eggs and then do it much later so you can have your career development. You don't need a man to do any of this sort of stuff. Now, the amazing thing about this is that the people who then end up getting married and having kids are the people who promote this same ideology. And the members of the new ruling class, this is the point that Charles Murray makes in Coming Apart, the people who are higher on the economic totem pole, those folks tend to get married and have kids. It's just all the stuff they preach filters into the culture. And it undermines marriage, and it undermines childbearing under healthy circumstances, and it's really stupid.
Okay, but this is something that the left has been pushing for a long time, and now it's come to its culmination in de-sexing having children. Right now it is a sexless thing to have children, which is an amazing, amazing thing. Okay, and again, it was not just Cori Bush. Representative Carolyn Maloney from New York, she says the same thing. America's health system is failing black birthing people.
How does one of the most medically advanced nations in the world continue to fail black birthing people at such high rates? To understand, we have to take the blinders off our history and acknowledge that our healthcare system, including reproductive health care, was built on a legacy of systemic racism.
Okay, in a second I'm going to talk about the systemic racism point, but the fact that you just keep saying black birthing, you mean black women? Why are you being so disrespectful to women? I honest to God don't understand how women could look at this stuff and not feel insulted. It's ridiculous. It's just, it's beyond crazy, but we're all supposed to believe it. Right? And if you notice this, they get mad. If you notice this, like, why are you even noticing this? I'm noticing it because you guys are radically redefining biology. You're radically redefining reality in front of me, and I'm supposed to just be there like, ugh, who cares? Representative Robin Kelly from Illinois, she says the exact same thing during the same hearing. So obviously the memo went around. It's no longer black women. It is black birthing people.
The federal government should support access to and the provision of patient-centered, data-driven, quality maternal care, enhance coverage and support for birthing people during the postpartum period, and address social determinants of health, including structural...
They're all looking at their notes, by the way. You can stop it there. The fact that they keep using the term birthing people, the memo went around. Don't offend people of the left who have to virtue signal about the idea that men could be women. So just to get this straight, according to the left, here's how human biology works. You ready for this? According to the left, birthing people gestate meaningless clusters of cells, and then those clusters of cells exit the birthing people. And they are assigned sex at birth. They don't have a sex. They're assigned it by a doctor. The doctor just looks at them and randomly, and then just assigns sex at birth. And then later, they decide their own sex. If this makes any sense to you, it's because you're a moron. Honest to God, if this makes any sense to you, it's because you have been so well educated in the new woke vocabulary at major American universities that you've lost your mind. It is denial of fundamental human reality. It is denial of biology. And it does have consequences. The consequences, some of them are smaller and some of them are larger. We'll get to the consequences of this sort of nonsense in just one second, because there are really kind of three consequences to this that we'll get to in just one second. First, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. It's exciting, getting back to regular life. My advice, take your Raycons with you. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference, no matter what you're listening to. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up right now. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That is 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. Buyraycon.com/Ben. I use my Raycons whether I'm listening to music or whether I'm watching a TV show on my phone. Raycons are my go-to. They fit my ear perfectly because you can customize them to do so. Why would you miss out? Check them out right now. Buyraycon.com/Ben. 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to get 15% off all their products today. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up. So, what says that mothers are birthing people? There are just a few problems with this. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So according to the left, mothers are just birthing people. They're just birthing people. There are three specific problems with this. Problem number one is sort of the small scale stuff that tends to make it into the media a lot because it is the most obviously ridiculous element of American society that has bought into this. Okay. And these small scale cases are things like transgender people using the opposite sex bathroom, right? It's people like a big hulking man walks into a ladies' room at Target and then says, I'm a woman. And a woman feels uncomfortable. And then the left says, how dare you feel uncomfortable? How dare you believe that this is an invasion of your private space? Right? Or it materializes in boys, biological boys wanting to play in women's sport and then defeat the girls, right? As we saw at these Connecticut track meets where suddenly boys, biological teenage boys were blowing away the girls at the track meets, but they identified as girls. So we had to pretend that they were girls, right? We see these sort of cases. They're statistically rare. They are not indeed happening everywhere. That's not the chief threat here. And to pretend that that is the chief problem with this entire idiotic gender ideology is to mistake a symptom for the actual problem. The symptom is not the actual problem. The symptom's not great, and the symptom is stupid, and the symptom is demonstrative of the underlying problem, but it is not the actual problem. So, for example, a lot of attention being paid to the fact that there is the Summer Olympics in Tokyo is coming, and there will be a transgender weightlifter named Laurel Hubbard who's favored to win the women's medal for New Zealand. According to the UK Guardian, while Hubbard's presence on the New Zealand team has not been made official, an International Weightlifting Federation insider confirmed to the Guardian that she, and this is the Guardian reporting because I use biological pronouns, so this is a he, would automatically qualify because of amended rules approved by the International Olympic Committee. Current IOC guidelines dictate that transgender athletes can participate in the female categories without undergoing surgery so long as their total testosterone level in serum is kept below 10 nanomoles per liter for at least 12 months, a rule followed by the IWF. Hubbard lived as a man for 35 years before identifying as a transgender woman and did not win any international weightlifting titles until transitioning until 2012. Well, there's a shock because it turns out that being a 35-year-old dude who's like a mediocre weightlifter means that you're a world-class female weightlifter because men ain't built the same as women. Okay, that's just the reality of the situation. In the same way, the average man will throw a baseball maybe 45, 50 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour. That's not super fast. That is faster than 99% of women throw a baseball. Okay, so pretending that the man is a woman doesn't make the man a woman. And a lower testosterone level for 12 months obviously doesn't change the math all that much. Okay, so that is the symptomatic stuff. But is that the really serious threat to society? No. There are two really serious threats to society. One is part and parcel of a greater threat that has arrived with regard to the family, that when you redefine family entirely. When you suggest that the nuclear family is the problem, which has been a hallmark of leftist thought since Karl Marx and before, the idea that the nuclear family is an obstacle to self-fulfillment, that your parents, your father, and your mother having different gender roles, that this is a barrier to your self-development. This has been a long time part of thought. I mean, it's a reason why the Communist Manifesto says the destruction of the nuclear family is necessary in order so that we can remold all of society. It turns out that human beings have a natural attachment to the nuclear family unit. Human beings have a natural attachment to their wives or to their husbands. They have a natural attachment that is greater than their other attachments to their children. I don't care about other people's kids as much as I care about my kids. And if you say that you do, you're a liar. Okay, the reality is that you are most attached to the people with whom you share a family unit. You're most attached to your wife, you're most attached to your husband, and your wife and husband pairs typically produce natural-born children to whom they are greatly attached. This is just the reality of human biology. This is what members of the religious community would call natural law. It doesn't mean it's actually in law. Natural law just means that there's a reality to the world around you, and you can discover the best way to live by looking at the reality around you. Okay, so nuclear family matters an awful lot. And people who want to redesign society in tremendous ways believe the nuclear family is an obstacle. It's why Black Lives Matter says destruction of the nuclear family is something that they are into. It's why Democrats have tried to substitute government for the father. This is what they did in the 1960s. And they're doing so still today. They say they want to help families, but then they want to completely redefine the family unit by pretending you don't need a mom or you don't need a dad, or the government can step in for a mom or a dad, or family units can be randomly redefined. And then they look around, they go, wait, no kids are being born. Yeah, that's true. You know why no kids are being born? Because in order for kids to be born, you have to have a commitment to the idea of a family in the first place. This doesn't mean that there can't be other forms of family that have kids. There are, right? Gay couples adopt, for example, or have surrogate kids, or kids through surrogates. You have single people who are adopting, or people who are having birth out of wedlock. But the main way that you are going to increase birth rates in a society is to have a stable family unit capable of raising many children at once. Okay, it turns out raising kids is super hard work. And it turns out you need a mom and a dad to really do that with a lot of children. Now, you can have exceptions to that rule, but that is in fact the rule. And when you undermine the family unit, when you pretend that men are women are men, and women and men don't need each other, and that you can generate all this stuff in a lab, or that the government can fill in, what you end up with is declining birth rates. And then the solution to declining birth rates, according to these folks, is not to go back to a more traditional view of what men and women do. And none of that is to say that women have to stay in the home and that women can't go to work. My wife and I have three kids. We make provision for my three kids so my wife can work when she wants to work, which is the way that, you know, we have chosen to live our lives. When I was growing up, my mom went to work and my dad stayed home. You make these sorts of bargains in everyday life, but that does not change the fundamental basis of a nuclear family. And there's a reason why religious families who are very committed to basic fundamental family structure have many, many more children than people who are committed to the idea that families can randomly be assembled from any sort of randomly generated assemblage of parts. Okay, there's a reason why we have a Father's Day and a Mother's Day. It's because, typically speaking, a child needs a mother and a father, and a mother and a father are well equipped to have many natural children who they then raise together. That is the goal, right? That has always been the goal of not only Western societies, but most societies over the course of time. Okay, but the solution now is, because the left has gone too far here, because the left has help destroy family structure. Their solution is not, let's go back to a more traditional notion of how we support families. Now, their idea is, what if government helped? Right? What if government came in and helped, right? So instead of going back to men, women, they need each other, they produce natural children. Instead of that, they're like, well, what if the government just did it? So you have a piece by Catherine Rample over at the Washington Post noting the U.S. economy needs more kids. Yeah, no bleep. That's true. The U.S. economy does need more kids. You know what used to provide lots of kids? The nuclear family in a traditional religious community. That used to provide lots of kids. You know what still provides a lot of kids? The nuclear family in a traditionally religious community. The average number of kids in my community, in the Orthodox Jewish community, is minimum 4. That is not merely because of ideological objections to contraception in some cases. That's really because of an ideological commitment to the basic idea, which is that men and women are meant to be together and then have children together. Right? Religious people take seriously both the biblical injunction to be fruitful and multiply, but also the natural law injunction that this is sort of what you're here to do, is to produce the future generation and raise that future generation. Now, it's a free country. It is your choice, but we should be encouraging that choice. Instead, we have an entire society that has decided that that choice is stupid. And then there are consequences to that. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into the other problems of labeling mothers birthing people. Problem number one, of course, is that when you do this sort of thing, you end up with fringy problems like men competing in Olympic wrestling. But there are some other major problems. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
There's something else. In rich countries, people who are religious and who still feel a religious and moral obligation to have children continue to have children. This is what you see, for example, in Israel, which reproduces at well above replacement rates. Right? Israel they're having like 2.6 kids per couple. A lot of that is driven by the religious community. Secular communities don't have as many children because they are looking at children purely as almost an economic resource. That does not mean secular people see their own kids as an economic resource. It means generally societally. People tend to make economic decisions about kids. When they're a net economic benefit, they have more of them. When they're a net economic loss, that costs you hundreds of thousands of dollars, people tend to have fewer of them. And in fact, what you see in the United States is a very strong correlation in terms of the data between who wants more kids and who has more education. In fact, people who have less education in the United States want to have more kids, and people who have more education in the United States want to have fewer kids, which is, again, demonstrative of the idea that gender theory is being pushed by the people who are the postgraduates and the college graduates are really bad for the country. They're really bad. Okay, we should all be aspiring to have a solid number of children above replacement rates. It is good to have kids. It is hard work. It is difficult. It makes you a responsible person. It makes you a better human being. It means I really believe this. You can choose to do whatever you want. I'm not imposing on your freedom. I'm not suggesting any legislation to that effect. I'm suggesting that if you want to better yourself as a human being and become more responsible, getting married and having kids is an excellent way to do it. Beyond that, you're doing something excellent for the world by having children and raising them properly. The fact that any of this has become remotely controversial is a demonstration of precisely the point I'm making, which is when you undermine gender roles and when you pretend that gender can be completely substituted in favor of biological sex and that there's no connection between them, you end up destroying things that are incredibly valuable in a society. Catherine Rampell's solution, by the way, is that the government should get involved and pay people to have kids. Good luck for that. It ain't gonna. The chance that works after you have culturally destroyed the institution of family and marriage, we'll see how that works for you. Yeah, we'll pay people to have a few more kids. That's definitely going to work out well. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, you've heard me say it. There are only two sure things in life, death and taxes. Now there is a third. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, switching to PureTalk is going to save you cash. In fact, PureTalk saves the average family of four over $800 a year. It's a lot of money. Here's the best part. You don't have to sacrifice coverage because it's on the exact same network as one of those providers. Switching is super simple. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or you can get huge, awesome discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. I got the iPhone 12 based on this. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on the data, they're not going to charge you for it. It's just one of the many reasons they've been named the top wireless provider by Consumer Affairs. From your cell phone, dial #250, say my name, Ben Shapiro. You'll save 50% off your very first month. It's #250, say keyword Ben Shapiro to get started. You can save all sorts of money when you join PureTalk USA. A lot of these wireless companies are going to fib to you about what you need, what you actually need. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, $30 a month. And if you go over, they're not going to charge you for it. That's a great deal. Pure Talk USA today. Dial #250-SAY Ben Shapiro to get started. Okay, so that's problem number two with this whole thing. Problem number three is perhaps the deepest problem of all, which I alluded to at the very top of the show. Okay, that problem is that when you redefine human language in completely arbitrary ways, you destroy any basis for conversation. And this is a key element of the radical subjectivist position that is taken by the deconstructionist left. Deconstructionism is a philosophy that suggests that basically semantics are power, that the way that language is used, the way we think about things, all of that is the product of our civilization. And therefore, if we wish to change our civilization, we have to change the way that words are used. But that means that we have to recognize that basically all language is a social convention without any relation to objective reality, and so it can be changed at whim. And if you fail to go along with those changes, then you are considered unwoke. You have to be cast out. You're considered a heretic. And there is no rhyme or reason to this. The language can change at any time for any reason. You can find yourself on the wrong side of the line, which means that language becomes a power game. Deconstructionists believe that there is no such thing as fundamental principles in politics. They don't exist. The only principle, presumably, is that everything is power. Okay, well, for the left, everything is power, including language. And so when they randomly shift terms around and then declare you heretical or bigoted or racist or sexist because you refuse to abide by their idiotic new conventions in which equity is the same as equality and sexual preference is an offensive term for no reason or male means female. If you refuse to abide by that, then they attempt to cudgel you. They attempt to club you because the idea is that language is power, and the randomly shifting attempts to take what are terms with real definitions and then fluidify them, liquidate them, and shift them around. That is just an exercise of power. Recognize that that's what that is. And that exercise of power is designed to confuse. It's no different than God's attempt to confuse the people who are building the Tower of Babel. Once everybody is speaking a different language, you can't build anything together. Right? In the Bible, God does that because these people are building a societal construction designed to challenge godly values. But now, the left is trying to do this because they're trying to prevent you from building any sort of societal structure that challenges their values. So they have to confuse the language. They have to completely change the language. And if you refuse to go along with the changes, then this means that you shall be cast out like a leper. And that's a dangerous thing. In order for us to have a polity, in order for us to have any sort of polis and any sort of democratic republic together, we have to understand what the hell we're talking about. The left throws up barriers to understanding on a routine basis. And then they suggest that you are just a buffoon or a fool if you don't understand what they're saying. I understand what you're saying. I just think that you're wrong and you're lying. I think that Cori Bush well understands that women are the only ones giving birth. I think so does Carolyn Maloney and Robin Kelly. And I think they're liars when they pretend that men give birth. I think they know full well that kids have a sex when they are born. But the goal here is to take the most fundamental elements of reality, things that small children can identify, and confuse you about them because it is an exercise of power top down. And that's truly dangerous stuff. It destroys our ability to have conversations. It destroys our ability to even convince one another because we're speaking in two different languages now. It is a way of making people initiate into the woke ruling class. That is all this is. And if you refuse to go along, then you're one of these benighted bitter clingers that Barack Obama used to talk about. Okay, in just a second, we're going to get to Joe Biden, who's declared he just can't understand Republicans anymore. We'll get to that in just one second first. Big tech, I don't know why you would trust them these days. I mean, they are clamping down on free speech. They are basically deciding what you can and cannot say. And then they're taking all your data and monetizing it for their own gain. A few decades ago, private citizens used to be largely that, private. Well, the internet has changed all of that. Think about all the things you browsed, searched for, watched, tweeted. Now imagine all that data being crawled through, collected, aggregated by third parties into a permanent public record. Your record. That's why to keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Did you know there are hundreds of data brokers out there? Their sole business is to buy and sell your data. The worst part? They don't have to tell you who they're selling it to or get your consent. One of those data points is your IP address. Data harvesters will use that to uniquely identify you and your location. But ExpressVPN stops all that. It reroutes my connection through an encrypted server. My IP address is masked. That makes it much tougher for third parties to identify me and harvest my data. The best part? ExpressVPN is super simple to use, no matter what device you are on. Phone, laptop, smart TV. All you have to do, tap one button, get protected. So, if you're like me and you believe your data is your business, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so meanwhile, Joe Biden says he just can't understand Republicans anymore. So the media are committed to the idea that Joe Biden is a moderate who wants to work across the aisle. He has demonstrated zero interest in doing this. Zero. And in fact, he's pursuing more and more radical policy, which we'll explain in just a minute. But because the media are committed to this narrative where Biden is a moderate and everybody who opposes him is a radical, they will just believe him when he's like, I don't even recognize this Republican Party anymore. Not just because I'm senile and I can't recognize my own face in the mirror, but also because shamadabadoo-dabadoo, here is the President of the United States.
Do you have any comments on the efforts to oust Liz Cheney from the House Republican Leader Post? I don't understand Republicans.
I don't understand Republicans anymore. Or the ABCs. Okay, so here's the thing. The reason that Republicans don't get along with Joe Biden is because Joe Biden is not a moderate. Joe Biden is a radical, and his policies are crappy. They are bad. Here's an indicator that his policies suck. Okay, so Joe Biden is out there bragging that he's created so many jobs, so many jobs. Now, he has created zero jobs. Okay, the reason that the economy is rebounding has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has to do with the fact that we had 3.5% unemployment before the pandemic. Then we had an artificial government shutdown of the entire economy for a year. And now people are coming back out and they are starting to work again. He fails to understand a basic reality in the United States. The government does not create the jobs. The government, unless it's directly hiring you, does not create the jobs. People like me create the jobs. People like corporations like my company create the jobs. Corporations out there, and our company is only like 130 people, 140 people. There are corporations that employ tens of thousands of people. There are small businesses that employ hundreds of thousands of people across the United States. Joe Biden has created this many jobs his entire career. By the way, I hated when Trump would say, I've created this many jobs. No, you didn't create that many jobs. You created conditions under which businesses could create jobs, maybe, but Joe Biden has not even done that. Right, Joe Biden has basically created the conditions whereby employees cannot go back to work or refuse to go back to work because they're getting paid more to stay home. Here is Joe Biden saying, we've created so many jobs.
One of the things that that I'm proud of is in the first 100 days that I became president, we have created more jobs in that period of time than any administration in history. But the way I look at that, that's just a down payment, getting us back for the American Recovery Act, just getting us back and getting people. A lot of that had to do with getting people vaccinated, getting 600 million doses of the vaccine and getting people in a position where it was available.
This batty old coot doesn't even know what he's talking about. And then he says things like, yeah, my infrastructure bill will create 16 million jobadoos. Okay, it's not going to, even by the CBO estimates. It creates something like 3 million jobs over baseline and only costs like $2 trillion. So that means that we could spend, you know, like $100,000 a job. Makes perfect sense. Or several hundred thousand dollars. Anyway, here's Joe Biden being an idiot.
All the economists, including the liberal as well as conservative think tanks, point out, well, we'll create up, we'll pass this job ton, create up to 16 million good paying jobs. Not $8 an hour, $12 an hour, $15 an hour, prevailing wage jobs. Wages you can raise a family on. Yeah, my dad would say you have just a little bit of breathing room.
I don't know. As he's like Steve Carell in the gym in that Jim Carrey movie in Bruce Almighty. Steve Carell. What the? And by the way, that wasn't even his worst stumbling over himself. Here's his worst stumbling over himself yesterday.
What's the first thing anybody asks you when they want to put a new facility here in your city? How close is the interstate? How? You know, what's the access to the lake? What's going, I mean, what's the water supply? They want to know you have the best infrastructure. I'm willing to hear ideas from both sides. I'm meeting with my Republican friends up in the Congress to see, number one, how much they're willing to go for, what they think of the priorities, and what compromises meet men. I'm ready to compromise.
Okay, so here's the thing. The reason that he has no support among Republicans is because what he is doing is radical and it has consequences. First the consequences, and then what he is doing. So, here are the consequences. In April, the economy of the United States, in the middle of emerging from a pandemic, with people beginning to go outside, beginning to live life again, even though Joe Biden tells them not to, and we have to wear masks and never dance again. Unless you're protesting for George Floyd, in which case you're immune. But, according to the Washington Post, the economy picked up 266,000 jobs in April. fewer than expected as economy tries to rebound. Why would this have happened? The unemployment rate remained relatively unchanged at around 6%, although economists caution the number is misleadingly low given how many people have dropped out of the labor force in the last year and thus are not counted as unemployed. Hiring has accelerated so quickly, in fact, some businesses have complained to the White House and law.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the trees of heavenly life. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China's sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This Moment in History was brought to you by KCNR Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
They stop buying, which is how you end up with stagflation. You end up with an economy with low demand but high supply of dollars. That is stagflation. That's 1970-style stagflation, and it's coming faster than anybody thought it was going to come. Alrighty, coming up, moderate Joe Biden is about to destroy the same pharmaceutical companies that just saved his ass from the COVID pandemic. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easterseals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easterseals.
For more information, visit easterseals.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden, moderate, return to normalcy, Joe Biden. He has an idea. What if we just stole the intellectual property rights of all the companies that just saved him from the COVID pandemic? So, take, for example, Moderna. Moderna had developed mRNA technology that allowed for the decoding of this COVID-19 virus and the production of an extraordinarily effective vaccine within like 9 months of the actual release of the virus. So the actual coding of the virus was released in January 2020. Within 1 week, scientists at places like Pfizer and Moderna and BioNTech had actually created mRNA vaccine maps. Okay, and then it took, because of all the government regulation and red tape, it took months and months and months for that to hit market, which is just a case that the government sucks at everything, because they do. Okay, but the government did one thing, basically. The government said, okay, well, we will guarantee you that we will order your vaccines and will give emergency authorization if you develop them. And so these companies, because they wanted to develop intellectual property that was marketable, went ahead and made the greatest scientific advancement since basically the moon landing. They said, we will develop this vaccine inside of 10 months and inoculate everyone. Now, Joe Biden has decided, I'm going to punish those companies. Those companies must be punished. Now, here's the stupidest thing about all of this. The supposed justification for punishing those companies, by stealing their intellectual property, by the way, is that we need to get more doses into more arms in the third world. Except that if you want to get more doses into more arms in the third world, you know what you could do? You could just buy the doses the same way that Israel or the UK or the United States did and then give them to the third world. But we're not doing that. Instead, Joe Biden and the Biden administration, because they hate big tech, because they hate big pharma, the people who got us out of this, okay? Big pharma got us out of this, not Joe Biden, not even Donald Trump. Big pharma got us out of this. Okay, because they hate big pharma this much, they're now trying to steal their intellectual property. They're trying to say that they should not have patent on the vaccines they developed. So let's say you're Moderna. And let's say that the history of Moderna, John Podhoretz did a good job detailing this on his Commentary Magazine podcast, the history of Moderna is pretty fraught. Moderna starts, they have early successes, and then they develop a couple of drugs that fail, and their stock starts to go down. But they have all of this leftover mRNA technology they've been working on for years. Then this virus hits, and Moderna ramps up, and suddenly they have this incredibly successful vaccine. Okay, so what are you going to do now? You're going to punish them out of existence by destroying all profit margin for the vaccine that they created that is going to get the United States out of this pandemic and indeed get most of the world out of this pandemic. You're going to do so by removing their intellectual property. Understand, intellectual property theft is theft. When China does it, we call them a cheater. When Joe Biden does it, we call that democratic policy. If China were to just create a knockoff of a Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, then we would say they're stealing our intellectual property, because they are. But if Joe Biden does it, no problem whatsoever. And again, this will not get more shots into more arms. You know how long it's going to take for them to ramp up the generic production of this drug? You know how long it's going to take them to ramp up the development of a generic version of this and get it approved and do all those things? Longer. You could just pay the damn companies. You could just pay them, because for God's sake, they deserve it. They're the ones who actually created this miracle thing. But according to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden genuflected again to progressives on Wednesday by endorsing an intellectual property waiver at the World Trade Organization for COVID vaccines and therapies. This patent heist won't end well for the U.S. or the world. South Africa and India have been pushing a resolution at the WTO that would force pharmaceutical companies to hand over their COVID vaccine and therapy IP to manufacturers in low-income countries. The waiver is backed by some 100 other low-income countries, progressive groups, and more than 100 Democratic Congress members. Of course, they just want to punish these companies. Of course they do. Waiver proponents say breaking patent protections is necessary to expand global access. This is false. WTO's rules already allow low-income countries to force drug makers to license their patents during emergencies, though they must negotiate some agreement with developers. Liberals say this is slowing vaccine production, yet U.S. and European drug companies have already voluntarily entered into dozens of licensing agreements with other manufacturers, many in low-income countries, as they work to scale up production. Merck last week announced licensing agreements with several Indian manufacturers to produce its investigational antiviral drug. But vaccine and drug makers first need to ensure their partners can safely manufacture the complex biologic products. This takes time. So does ramping up production of raw ingredients. Even so, global vaccine production is accelerating. European governments opposed the waiver. They realize it sets a terrible precedent. Once stolen, IP on breakthrough innovations like Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA vaccines can't be returned. So why did Biden surrender? Because progressives hate big pharma. They hate it. They want to pretend that government did all this stuff. Government doesn't do any of this stuff. Government is garbage at this stuff. And if you point out that the government did not create these vaccines, the vaccine companies created these vaccines, then they get mad. And then they say, well, I can't work with you. I don't know what happened to you. Is it any wonder why people are starting to get a little bit trepidatious about the next few years? in the American government? Pretty incredible stuff. These are radical people, and they're pushing a radical agenda. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRochester. Another Republican-dominated state is advancing new sweeping enhancements to voting, despite no evidence of any problems with last year's vote, and a coalition of state and federal officials calling the 2020 presidential election the most secure in history.
The key vote at 3 a.m. in the Texas House followed hours of debate, with lawmakers now negotiating its final version of the legislation that would need approval before heading to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who has broadly defended the measures. In other states, including Florida, Georgia, and Iowa, Republican lawmakers have used claims by former President Trump to justify new voting restrictions. They argue the new limits, which largely target mail-in voting, are needed to boost public confidence and improve security. In some cases, the rules also create requirements and penalties for local election officials. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal grand jury indicted the four former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death, accusing them of willfully violating the black man's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement and gasping for air. All four are charged with violating Floyd's right to be free from unreasonable seizure and unreasonable force by a police officer, as well as their failure to provide for Floyd with medical care. America's job creators added just 266,000 jobs last month.
The Labor Department says fewer jobs were created last month than in March. The unemployment rate ticked up to 6.1% compared to 6% the month before. It's a sign that some businesses are still having a hard time finding workers, even as the country emerges from the pandemic. Many employers complained that several extensions of federal unemployment benefits have proven to be a disincentive for many workers. Job losses were seen in construction, manufacturing, transportation, and warehousing. Bob Agnew reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Debris from a Chinese rocket is expected to fall back to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry sometime this weekend.
The rocket was used last week to launch part of China's new space station and is currently orbiting the Earth at nearly 30,000 kilometers an hour. But it's slowly losing altitude and will make an uncontrolled reentry, as it was designed to do. A Chinese spokesman said most of the rocket would burn up as it re-enters the atmosphere, and there was very little risk of debris hitting someone on the ground. There's been criticism of China for not designing this booster rocket so it would make a more controlled journey back to Earth.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. The president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says it would be quite tough for IOC President Thomas Bach to make a planned visit this month to Japan, that with the state of emergency order being extended by the government to Tokyo and other areas until May 31st. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A three-month strike continues at a Massachusetts hospital.
Nurses and officials at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester are still negotiating. Nurses represented by the Massachusetts Nurses Association Union are advocating for a 1-to-4 nurse-to-patient ratio on medical, surgical floors, and telemetry units, increased staffing in the emergency department, and ancillary support in each unit. The hospital's parent company has offered wage and salary increases, but nurses have continued to advocate for more staffing. John Scott reporting.
Google expects about 20% of its workforce to still work remotely after its offices reopen this fall, with some 60% working a hybrid schedule that includes about 3 days a week in the office and 2 days, quote, wherever they work best. The remaining 20% can change their location to a different Google office. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And the reason for that is because Joe Biden is paying people to stay home, because it turns out that his governing strategy is just hot garbage. According to CNBC, hiring was a huge letdown in April, with non-farm payrolls increasing by a much less than expected 266,000 and the unemployment rate rising to 6.1% amid an escalating shortage of available workers. Well, isn't that weird? Why are there available workers? I mean, like, isn't that strange? Why aren't there available workers? I mean, there are millions and millions of people who aren't working right now. In fact, we have something like 7.4 million job openings right now. And yet, somehow, only 266,000 people got jobs. Why would that? Oh, because you're paying them to stay home, you doof. You're completely restructuring the nature of the American economy, so you can pay people not to pay their rents, and you can pay people to stay home and not take a job. And presumably, according to Nancy Pelosi, this will create great art. Remember a few years ago, she said she wanted to end job lock? Because, you know, if you end job lock, then people don't have to work jobs they don't like. They'll go home and they'll be painters. So I expect excellent paintings to emerge over the course of the next few months. Dow Jones estimates have been for 1 million new jobs. Instead, they only missed by 724,000 jobs, guys. I mean, it's not that bad. Many economists have been expecting an even higher number amid signs the U.S. economy was roaring back to life. There was more bad news. March's originally estimated total of 916,000 jobs was revised down to 770,000 jobs. Jason Furman, economist at Harvard University and former Obama administration advisor, said, "I think this is just as much about a shortage in labor supply as it is about a shortage of labor demand. If you look at April, it appears there are about 1.1 unemployed workers for every job opening. So there are a lot of jobs out there. There's just not a lot of labor supply." Oh, you think? Oh, you think there's not a lot of labor supply, is there? Why would that be? We're a country that put out of work 1/3 of its population a year ago. That seems like a pretty rich pool of labor from which to draw, unless you pay people not to work. The battered leisure and hospitality industry saw the biggest hiring gains, adding 331,000 workers, though. But that still left the industry nearly 2.9 million shy of where it was before the pandemic. Carlos Gazitua, president and CEO of Sergio's Restaurants in Southern California, said the lack of available workers is a crisis. He says, "We've increased wages. We have about 3 different staffing agencies constantly looking for people. Other restaurateurs are walking around neighborhoods passing out flyers. The heroes in our communities are the people currently working for you and me. These people are burnt out." The report comes amid robust growth that saw GDP rise at a 6.4% annualized pace in the first quarter. Many economists see a burst of 10% or more in the second quarter. That's called inflation, gang, when you just throw money into the system and when you pass out checks to everybody. And then there's not enough supply to go around. You have inflation in the pricing. And that is what we are seeing. Massive undersupply, massive overdemand, massive inflation. Well, at a certain point, people are going to say, "Well, yeah, but I don't have a job." And you're going to get a gap between that demand and that supply that is so large that people are going to slow the demand, at which point you'll have stagflation. Inflation without economic growth. Federal Reserve officials have been expressing confidence in the recovery's pace, but have stressed there is more ahead. The central bank is committed to returning to full employment that is inclusive across racial, gender, and income classes, and has pledged to keep its ultra-easy policies in place even amid the rapid growth. So, because they're not focused on, you know, the best economy, they're focused instead on equity. This means they're going to pursue bad economic policy, because whenever your chief goal is not, you know, the best available economy, it's something else. This means you have stepped out of the realm of your initial mandate, and you have stepped into doing something else. And this entire administration is shot through with this crap. The EPA administrator yesterday said that my job isn't to ensure that there's a solid environment. This is Michael Regan. It's beyond that. It's beyond that. Instead, equity will be central to the environmental policy. It's not about clean water and clean air anymore. It's about equity.
Environmental justice and equity will be central to the way EPA does its work, and is central to the president's agenda. We do know that we can solve these complex environmental issues and do it in a way where it serves as a rising tide for all communities. So we don't want any community to be disproportionately impacted, and we want every community to have a fair shot at being economically competitive as well.
Okay, so when they say every community to have a fair shot at being economically competitive, what they mean by that very often is let's get rid of all objective metrics of success so that we can artificially boost particular racial populations. It's all about group equity, right? Not equality on an individual level, equality of rights, equity. By the way, even CNN is noticing a problem. Christine Romans over at CNN just said, if you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, a tank full of gas. Whirlpool is raising prices of some of its appliances by up to 12%. Get ready. It is coming. But the good news is that the Biden administration will continue to provide bad policy all the way across the board. It's really exciting stuff. So Biden's education secretary just refused to say yesterday that schools should be open. Now, we know that schools should be open. My kids have been in school the entire year. But according to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, even now he's saying, I don't know, maybe not.
Do you think the schools should have been open earlier?
You know, without looking at the context, it's difficult to answer that. You know, we do rely very heavily on CDC guidance. It's critically important that we're listening to our health experts because this is a health pandemic. In many cases, as we learn new information, plans change. And I've seen school systems change plans mid-course based on new data.
Oh, well, you know, you never know what could happen. They're still talking up this pandemic because the more they talk up the pandemic, the more we are supposed to ignore the fact that they are paying people to stay home. Meanwhile, what are we doing with China, which is an actual global competitor, which did botch this thing and allow the virus to escape unchecked across the world and kill millions of people? China that cheats on intellectual property all the time and is aggressively moving into the South China Sea. What exactly are we doing about them? Well, we're not even trying to contain them, according to Tony Blinken, our new Secretary of State. He says, it's not about containing China or even competing with China. They're our best friends, guys.
When it comes to China, we've been very clear that, you know, we're not trying to contain China or hold it back. But we are determined to uphold the so-called rules-based international order that we've invested so much in over so many decades and that has been good for us and good for the world, and I think even good for China. So when anyone takes actions that undermine that order, when they don't play by the rules, when they renege on commitments, whether it's in the commercial area, whether it's on human rights, or anything that undermines that order, we're going to stand up and defend it.
But we're not trying to contain China. No, we'll defend the international. Okay, really? How? I'd like some how here. That'd be nice. It doesn't exist. There is no how. Meanwhile, by the way, back on COVID, Dr. Thomas Frieden over at the CDC, he's out there saying that mask mandates work. Again, there's no evidence mask mandates work. They're just trotting crap out there. This is just all crap.
If you're working in a grocery store and there's no mask mandate in your town, and somebody comes in without a mask and you're vulnerable and you haven't been vaccinated yet, you know, that's really not fair. There's no reason that person should put your health at risk. And that's your job. You have to go there in order to be able to make money to put food on the table for your family. So mask mandates work. They increase mask use.
Okay, so no, there is no evidence that this is the case. Mask mandates have basically failed wherever they've been tried. When people feel at risk, they put on masks. When they don't feel at risk, they don't. End of story. In just a second, we're going to get to how Joe Biden's economic policy continues to be a bag of garbage. First, let's talk about the fact that if you're looking for better sleep quality, you need a mattress that is made just for you, right? So many things in your life are personalized. You personalize your coffee in the morning. Why wouldn't you personalize the mattress you spend 8 hours a day on? Head on over to helixsleep.com right now. They built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix is rated best mattress of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. helixsleep.com/Shapiro for up to $200 off. My wife and I have a Helix Sleep mattress. It is indeed fantastic. It's why I'm able to even function during the day, because my kids wake me up all the time. When I am sleeping, I need to be on my Helix mattress. Right now, check them out. $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Okay, so one of the things that's most amazing about the Biden administration is how they really believe that they are the great drivers of the American economy. They are not. And so Joe Biden stumbles and bumbles over himself all the time talking about how many jobs he has created. So let me take an example. So he says that he personally has created so many jobs in the first 100 days of his administration. Here was Joe Biden yesterday in Louisiana.
One of the things that that I'm proud of is in the first 100 days that I became president, we have created more jobs in that period of time than any administration in history. But the way I look at that, that's just a down payment, getting us back for the American Recovery Act, just getting us back and getting people. A lot of that had to do with getting people vaccinated, getting 600 million doses of the vaccine, and getting people in a position where it was available.
Okay, so he's not even coherent at this point, but the bottom line is that according to Joe Biden is the guy who makes this stuff happen, right? That you are working, if you are working, because of Joe Biden. Now, that's kind of undercut by the fact that a lot of people ain't working, but he's still pushing that nonsense. And he attacks American companies for not spending on research and development, which is weird, since American companies just developed, in the fastest time in human history, a vaccine that ended the pandemic. And now he's going to blame American companies for not spending enough on R&D. Also, let's tax those companies and take their money away from them. None of this makes any sense.
We used to invest in research and development in this country about 2.4% of all that we did, making us the leading country in the world in change in research and development. Well, we now do 0.7. The Chinese are eating our lunch. They're eating our lunch economically. They're investing hundreds of billions of dollars in research and development. That's why right now, if it keeps going the way, they're going to own the electric car market in the world. They're going to own a whole range. We got to compete.
Wait, what? Okay, I thought the Chinese weren't our competition like 5 seconds ago. And you are the one who are saying that they're kind of weak. By the way, they are kind of weak. But you're ripping on American companies for not spending on R&D? We developed the vaccines, dope. Okay, but the bottom line is that according to Joe Biden, only he gets to spend your money. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, he said yesterday something that is pretty clearly obvious. He says, if you're going to tax me at exorbitant rates, I want to know where my money is going.
I think it should be a bipartisan bill, but I think that each piece and every piece to say on highways, how many miles are you going to build? How much are you going to cost? When's it going to get done? Who's responsible? So I worry about not just the bill, but just throwing money. It doesn't work. And, you know, we already waste tremendous sums of money. So, and I think we owe that to the American public, to tell the American public, if you're going to give me your money, I'm going to be a good steward of it. And here's what I'm going to accomplish. And I'm going to report back to you.
Okay. So he says that, right? Jamie Dimon. And the response from Robert Reich, Democratic Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, was, did I miss when we elected Jamie Dimon to manage our taxpayer dollars? They're not your taxpayer dollars. They're taxpayer dollars. They're from the taxpayer. They belong in the taxpayer's pocket. Who elected you to manage my dollars? By the way, I don't want the government managing any of my dollars. I think the government should be using my dollars for public services. That's it. Those would be the only things, like the military and the cops and the roads, and that's it. I don't need you to manage my money. I don't get any of that money back. But according to the left, they are the greatest economic minds of our time. So if they are, then I just have a question. Why is inflation skyrocketing? And why did we only gain 266,000 jobs last month? It seems like a pretty simple question. Why? Why? Well, all of this is going to lead to some pretty dire ramifications for the Democrats. Between their woke agenda and their endless spending regime and their attempts to tax the living hell out of anything that moves, none of this is going to end well for Democrats. In a second, we're going to get to that. First, let's talk about your safety and security at home. So, a lot is happening at your front door. I have three kids. They run around. They put themselves in enormous amounts of peril every single day by just running into things. I have to keep an eye on them. That is why I love the Ring devices around my home. That's why now is the perfect time to upgrade your doorstep with a Ring video doorbell. With Ring, you can keep an eye on your home no matter where you are right from your phone. Ring has hassle-free, easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. You'll never miss a visitor. You can keep those packages and deliveries safe. With motion detection, you'll get notified even if they don't ring the doorbell. If someone stops by or something is going on, Ring will let you know. How awesome is that? There's a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben. It comes with Ring's Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. Don't wait. Get a special offer on that Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben. It comes with that Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. The perfect way to start your Ring experience. Head on over to ring.com/Ben. That is ring.com/Ben. I love our Ring devices. They make me feel safe. They make my wife feel safer. And they allow me to keep track of what's going on in my house all the time, which is what I'm looking for. Go to ring.com/Ben. That is ring.com/Ben for more. Alrighty. Coming up, we'll get into one Republican who's actually pushing back against the left agenda and doing a great job of it. I'm speaking, of course, about the governor of Florida. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats are running a little scared of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He is popular in this state. It is a swing state. He won very narrowly over Andrew Gillum, which is amazing because Andrew Gillum was then found in a hotel room, like in the next few months, with meth and a gay prostitute. So things worked dodgeable there, Florida. But Florida has gradually been growing more red, and one of the reasons for that is because DeSantis has been an excellent governor. He kept the state open during COVID, he protected the elderly, and that's pretty much all you could ask him to do. Well, now they are trying the Democratic oppo dumps against Ron DeSantis. Politico has an oppo dump today that says Ron DeSantis is looking ahead to re-election next year and quite possibly to a 2024 bid for president, but he's left behind a trail of former disgruntled staffers and has no long-standing political machine to mount a national campaign. Well, number one, I noticed that the calendar says 2021. And two, you mean that when you fire people, they get disgruntled? Crazy oppo dump there, Politico. Just huge stuff. Huge stuff. He largely relies on a brain trust of two, himself and his wife. Brutal, brutal oppo dump. You mean he and his wife make their strategy? I can't believe it. The reason they're afraid of Ron DeSantis is because DeSantis is a great governor. He's doing an excellent job. Yesterday, for example, he announced a $1,000 bonus going out to cops in Florida. He says, you know, we're not defunding the police. We are going to increase funding to the police because we actually like law and order here in the state.
During this session, we passed the strongest anti-rioting legislation in the country that really says a couple things. One is, we're not going to let local governments defund law enforcement. Now, granted, in Southwest Florida, that's probably not as much of a concern, but that's something that could happen in some of these other enclaves in the state of Florida. By passing this bill and me signing it, that is not going to happen. If a local jurisdiction tries to do that, we're restoring the funding.
Not just that, DeSantis signed into law a piece of legislation that limits mail-in balloting. Of course, the left is going to treat this as though this is just, it's terrible. How could he do this? It's just like Georgia's Jim Crow. Blah, blah, blah. What it really does is it bans ballot harvesting. Okay, ballot harvesting is just the practice by which Democratic operatives and Republican operatives, but mainly Democratic operatives, go door to door to every Democratic registered voter and then pick up their ballots for them and then mail them in. That is, if I can think of anything that is ripe for fraud, it is ballot harvesting. I've been saying this for years. Okay, beyond that, it also prevents mass mailing of mail-in voting. If you actually want to mail-in vote, you can, but you have to request the ballot. So we're not going to be sending out a bunch of blank ballots to people who are going to vote in person. Again, limiting the possibility for voter fraud. None of this stuff is particularly strenuous or arduous, and yet it's being treated as a look at Florida cracking down on voting procedures. Yeah, shove it. Here is Ron DeSantis signing the law yesterday on Fox and Friends, actually.
So right now I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So
there you go.
Bill is signed.
That's
and here's what it does. We're also prohibiting mass mailing of balloting. We've had absentee voting in Florida for a long time. You request a ballot, you get it, and then you can mail it in. But to just indiscriminately send them out is not a recipe for success.
Okay, so all of this is very easy stuff. None of it is particularly onerous. There are people who are yelling about it because the bill does allow for drop boxes, but it restricts drop box locations. His drop boxes must be geographically located so as to provide all voters in the county with an equal opportunity to cast a ballot, and they have to be monitored in person. So if you want to keep drop boxes, you have to have a person there who's actually going to monitor the drop box. None of this is, they're going to treat this stuff like it's Jim Crow. I struggle to see how any of this is racist or discriminatory in any way. Not just that, DeSantis yesterday said that, this is why he's a good governor, he says Floridians who are receiving unemployment benefits need to start looking for work again. Yes, they do, just like the rest of America. I know Joe Biden is paying people to stay home right now, which is why we only had 266,000 jobs created in a time when we should have been having a million this month. But Ron DeSantis isn't playing that game. He said this week, according to Fox News, those residents receiving unemployment benefits will soon be required to show proof they are looking for a job. That requirement had been waived during the COVID pandemic. By March of this year, Florida's unemployment rate is lower than 5%. DeSantis said at a news conference, normally when you're getting unemployment, the whole idea is that's temporary. You need to be looking for work. He says it was a disaster at the beginning of the pandemic, so he suspended those job search requirements. I think it's pretty clear now we have an abundance of job openings. DeSantis has said over and over, look at these employers that are looking for people, and all these people refuse to just take a job. Good for DeSantis. He happens to be correct. This is why he is so threatening to the Democrats. DeSantis is doing all the things that need to be done in his state. I'm lucky to be a Floridian. This is a great state. And DeSantis is an excellent governor. And Democrats have to be a little scared of Ron DeSantis at this point. Which is, what, I mean, they are. That's why they spent the last year trying to proclaim that he's Death Santis and he's killing people in Florida. And worth noting, Florida has about the same deaths per million rate as California. Florida has the oldest state in America. California has the third youngest state in America. DeSantis has done a stellar job where so many other governors have completely failed on every possible level. No wonder they are running scared of DeSantis. Joe Biden is cruising for bruising. That bruising is going to come in 2022, so long as the Republicans don't distract themselves with interior party stupid battles. And 2024 is no sure thing for a Biden administration that looks like it is destroying the American economy one inflated buck at a time. Alrighty, in just a moment, we'll get to the mailbag. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
20-40-70.
How can we help each other and the planet during these historic, uncertain times? Did you know that there are millions of farmers in developing nations using harmful practices that not only make it hard for them to make ends meet, but also hurt the environment? The good news is, there's a solution. For more than 30 years, nonprofit Trees for the Future has planted over 180 million trees and helped tens of thousands of farmers achieve independence and stability so that they're able to weather any storm. Trees for the Future trains farmers to rethink farming and use trees to flatten the curve on environmental harm while improving their nutrition and income. Let's come together to build a better future for communities in need and the planet. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Time to jump into Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. If you want to have your question answered, become a Daily Wire member right now at dailywire.com/subscribe. Keegan says, I go to CU Boulder. In one of the online class discussions, people love bringing up stuff about conservatives in the politics section. What are some good sources for rebuttal info that won't be slapped down as super biased? Well, you know, one of the things that I always like to do is cite sources that are governmental. So you'll hear me, when it comes to crime, for example, cite the Bureau of Justice Statistics, or you hear me cite a lot the New York Times and the Washington Post. Using their own sources, they bury the facts usually in about paragraph 11. But if you can find the facts buried in paragraph 11, use their sources. Usually it's reported. They just proceed to obfuscate the entire issue. But the original sourcing is typically quite useful. Jim says, I was wondering whether you thought convicted and nonviolent felons who are now out of prison should be able to vote. Additionally, do you think nonviolent felons should own a gun? Well, it seems to me that there is, in fact, a distinction between nonviolent felons and violent felons. If you were a nonviolent felon and you served your time, I think probably you should be able to vote, and I think probably you should be able to own a gun. If you're a violent felon, forget it. But I have to think about it some more. I could see arguments. Alice says, I'm from Canada. Conservatives are viewed as alt-right extremists. Do you think there's hope for a conservative movement in Canada? Well, sure. I mean, Stephen Harper was prime minister there until not too long ago, and I think there will be a backlash to the stupidity of Justin Trudeau and the insane overreach of the radical left in Canada, which seems like, frankly, Cambridge, Massachusetts, just an entire country. Joshua says, hey, Ben, big fan of the show. In my university, I'm required to do some anti-racist training, such as watch certain videos and read how to be an anti-racist and then write essays on them. Should I just go along with what they want to hear, or should I write how I feel? Okay, this is a big debate between me on the one side and Dennis Prager and Jordan Peterson on the other. So it depends on your goal. So Dennis and Jordan are like, no, just write what you believe. And my answer is, what is your intended audience? Is your intended audience other people in the class? Is your intended audience the professor? What are you attempting to accomplish? Do you want to stay at the college? Do you want to leave the college? If the idea is that you want to speak the truth no matter what, then speak the truth no matter what. If the idea is that you are there in order to get the degree and then leave and then use the degree in ways that are not productive for the left, then write whatever the professor wants you to write. I'm very Machiavellian about this stuff, and I will freely admit it. I do not think that basically giving the left the opportunity to destroy your career at a point when you are not in a position to do any alternative makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Now, I don't think you should do that indefinitely. I think you should have a plan, an exit plan. The thing about college is there's an exit plan. It's called graduation. Daniel says, Godzilla or King Kong? So I like the King Kong movies better, probably. But in a fight, I mean, clearly Godzilla. It is just insane to me that anybody thinks that King Kong could take Godzilla. Godzilla literally has nuclear fire breath. What are you talking about? He shoots nuclear fire from his mouth. Like, King Kong is a giant monkey, so that seems like not a great contest. Neil says, with the USA blowing up the deficit, what is the status of other countries' deficits? Does China have a lot of debt? China has tons of debt. This is why China is not a grave concern for long-term American economic competition, so long as we don't destroy our own economy. China is banking on taking out enormous amounts of debt. And then they're banking on the fact that they can basically cram that debt down on their citizens if they have to by austerity measures or harming their own citizenry because they don't care about their citizens. But yeah, China has extremely high. I mean, they literally, in order to create jobs in China, took out debt to build empty cities. They have ghost cities in China. It's pretty crazy. Kaylin says, what are your thoughts on making the daylight savings permanent and never falling back again? It seems there's no sense of it anymore. Some studies talk about the negative mental effects of the time switch. I am fine with getting rid of daylight savings or alternatively making daylight savings permanent. I think it is ridiculous that we are constantly shifting the clock. I'm less in line with the idea to get rid of time zones. This has been something that has actually been proposed in the United States, is we should all just operate off the same clock. And it's just that we all understand that 9 o'clock on the East Coast is like very middle of the morning, and 9 o'clock on the West Coast is very early in the morning. You could theoretically do that, although I think it'd be a harder mental shift for folks. Christopher says, good day, Ben. Will the Daily Wire be starting their own sketch comedy show to rival SNL? And will you need comedy writers? Well, we have been talking about such things, so I'm not going to reveal plans here. Suffice it to say that such things have been discussed. Jacob says, hey, Ben, my name is Jacob. I just turned 18. I'm from Columbus. The riots up here may not have been great. I'm thankfully moving to a more rural town soon. The question I have is about religion. What can I gain from joining if I've never gone? What should I do if I don't know where to start? Well, the first thing you do is you go and you talk to the pastor or priest or rabbi, depending on your religion, and or your imam, and then you join a community, and you get to know people who are friendly in the community. That would be my big recommendation, is that when you join a religious community, try to find one where people are friendly, because they're not all equally friendly. I've lived in very friendly religious communities and very unfriendly religious communities. The one I live in now is super friendly. People want to have each other over. People want to associate and hang out and build social connections and try to find a community like that. If you don't know where to start, then after you meet some of those people, you can ask them. People are very... In religious communities, people are eager to teach, and they are eager to give. That is one of the beautiful things about the social fabric that's created in religious communities. In 1 second, we'll get to more of your questions in the Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. First, as a homeowner, one of the worst things you can do is miss out on a lower interest rate. Because a lower rate can mean hundreds of dollars in monthly savings. Think of it this way. If you can save $500 a month, a lot of people can do that right now, that adds up to like $6,000 a year. $6,000 a year, it could be more. You just have to call American Financing. That's America's home for home loans. You'll work with a dedicated mortgage consultant, someone who will guide you through custom loans. They'll help you pick the right option to achieve your goals without any pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. You know what else? When you refinance with American Financing, you may even be able to postpone 2 mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. So, don't put a mortgage refinance off any longer. Call American Financing right now at 866-721-3300. That's 866-721-3300 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLS, consumeraccess.org. Go check them out right now, AmericanFinancing.net or 866-721-3300. There really is no reason to put off refinancing your home loan. Now is an excellent time for your refi. Go check them out right now, AmericanFinancing.net or 866-721-3300. Susan says, enjoy your show. How can I get one of those leftist tears tumblers? Excellent question. DailyWire.com/subscribe. Make the magic happen with an annual subscription. Mike says, with the 2020 census data indicating the GOP will likely retake the House in 2022, what are the odds the GOP retakes the Senate in the next election cycle? I'm going to go 50-50 on that. So the competitive races in the Senate in 2022 are basically split down the middle. So if you look at the 2022 Senate ratings right now, they're basically 10, this is according to Cook Political, and their analysis is pretty good, 10 solid Democratic seats that are up, 2 likely Democratic seats, 2 lean Democrats, 2 in the middle, and then there are two that are lean, likely Republican, two lean Republican, 1 likely Republican, 15 solid Republican. So the ones that are sort of iffy for the Democrats are Warnock in Georgia and Mark Kelly in Arizona. You could definitely see a backlash against Warnock. In Arizona, the Republican Party in Arizona needs to get its act together, stop focusing so much on Trump, start focusing on how you defeat Mark Kelly. Like, nominate somebody who is not wild-eyed, nominate somebody who feels solid and is strong on the border, and I think there's a good shot at knocking off Mark Kelly there. I think that Cook has Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire as a likely Democratic seat. I think that's not right. I think that seat is very competitive. So that makes 3 competitive Democratic seats. Then you have a North Carolina seat that's open and a Pennsylvania seat that is open. I think that the likelihood is that Pennsylvania probably looks Democrat, unless to wave Republican here, and North Carolina probably leans Republican. Then you have an Ohio open seat. That one probably leans Republican. Ohio's been trending red. And you have Ron Johnson's lean Republican seat in Wisconsin. And that one is more dicey. So if I had to ballpark this, I would say that Republicans maybe pick up Georgia and New Hampshire, which means a net gain of 2. Remember, Republicans have to pick up 1. So that's a net gain. That would be 2 for Republicans. And then North Carolina makes 3 for Republicans. And then I think maybe Republicans lose 2 seats, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So they would pick up 1, right? That's how knife's edge this thing is. So I would say 50-50 shot, maybe 52-48. It is certainly no sure thing that Republicans pick up the Senate in 2022. Tommy says, Ben, I know Greta is disappointed with me already. It's true. Greta Thunberg, how dare you? So disappointed. But do you think she'll be mad about all the burnouts I did in my old hot rod this past weekend? I think she's going to arrive at your house and frown at you. And her mere frown will wreck you to the core of your being. I don't know what you think you are doing. Greta is disappointed in you. I can make fun of her now. She turned 18. It's fine. Daniel says, When it is said that God made us in his own image, people seem to agree it's our human image. I feel it's referring to our spirit. What lies within us is what was made in his image. What are your thoughts? I don't know many religious philosophies that believe that when we say that God made us in our image, that it means the human body is God's image. So that's certainly not the Judaic take, because Judaism believes in a non-corporeal God. So the idea that God made us to look like hairless monkeys because he is himself a giant hairless monkey is a weird read on God made us in his image. Right? It means more. The language, to understand what that phrase means, you actually have to look at Mesopotamian texts that predate the Bible. They say there that the ruler was made in God's image, meaning that he has the power of creativity, he has the power of control over his own life. The Bible changes that and says everyone was made in God's image, which is a really democratic thing for the Bible to be saying. Joe says, with talk of vaccine mandates and or vaccine passports, I know there are debates over government constitutionality. But what about private businesses? If a business starts mandating vaccination to continue employment, aren't they liable for a discrimination lawsuit under the Equal Employment Opportunity Act? Probably not, because, again, you can unless you can demonstrate some sort of inability to get the vaccine, right? If you can demonstrate that you have a prior pre-existing condition that bars you from getting the vaccine, then you probably have an EEO claim. But otherwise, probably not, right? There are a lot of professions, like if you're a cop, you have to have a bunch of vaccinations, for example. Carrie says, regarding the Derek Chauvin case, specifically the appeal, will the defense be able to use post-verdict media political commentary in their case regarding jury influence, or will it just be contained to the time before and during the trial? It depends on what the media political commentary say. So if you have members of the jury who come out and they're like, yeah, by the way, here's what we did, and what we did was we just skewed the case. Yeah, you can use that for sure. You can certainly use media coverage of stuff that happened before the actual trial, such as a juror wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and a hat suggesting, don't kneel on my neck, and then lying in order to get on the jury. That seems like a pretty good case for a mistrial right there. Terry says, I grew up in an Orthodox Christian home and have stayed observant today. I'm now 25. I have 9 siblings, several of whom have strayed from our faith and traditions. I understand they're adults and must make their own decisions. I still feel some responsibility for bringing them back into the faith. Any advice? Well, all I can say, because, you know, frankly, you can't control your siblings, all I can say is you can present them with options and you can continue to reach out, and then you sort of have to let go. It's so hard. It really is. When you have family and loved ones who you believe are straying from things that you believe are important, it is very, very difficult to emotionally disconnect from that in such a way that you can even live your own life. But all you can hope to do is present an alternative and still be warm as you can while also protecting yourself. Because, for example, you know, this is a big issue in the religious Jewish community. What exactly do you allow your kids to associate with? That's a big question for religious people all over the spectrum, right? Not just in the Jewish community. How do you protect your kids best? What sort of people do you invite over? Are those people going to undermine the things you're trying to teach your kids? Right? These are all serious questions to be asked. But yeah, how can you handle it? Continue to be warm, continue to offer guidance, and then, you know, hope they change their minds is all you can do. James says, do you have a recommendation for a book on Jewish history and culture post-Bible to the present? I just watched the show Shtizel on Netflix, which I really enjoyed. I want to get a little more background on the evolution of the religion and the culture after Malachi. I find your devotion to religion one of your most distinctive and positive traits, and one of the main reasons I subscribe. Well, I appreciate that, James. There are a bunch. History of the Jewish People by Paul Johnson is a good history of the Jews from a Christian perspective. There are some great books by a historian named Max DeMont about Jewish history. There's one called God, Jews, and History, I believe. That's quite good. You can get it, I believe, used on Amazon, for example. There are a bunch of good Jewish history books that have come out fairly recently. Let's see. Dan says, I keep hearing what an amazing whistler you are. How would a person challenge you to a whistle-off? I think I could take you. Love the show. Wish I could do more than continue my subscription to thank you. Well, hopefully we'll have some new options for you available along those lines. As far as the whistle-off, maybe if you send a video, we'll have an actual whistle-off. Maybe we could do that. I feel like that would make for a stupid YouTube video. Jesus says, hi, Mr. Shapiro. Myself, me and my girlfriend and I were wondering what you think about the current unincorporated territories of the United States, like Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. Do you think they should be incorporated as a state, or should they remain their current political stance? Absolutely love the show. Keep up the good work. Well, in order for them to be admitted as states, the states of the United States have to determine that they believe that this would be of net benefit. One of the problems for some of these places, like Puerto Rico, for example, is that they have extraordinary debt problems. So having the United States assume their state debt would be a real problem. As far as, you know, applying for statehood, they certainly have the ability to do so. But then it depends on whether the states decide to allow them to do that. You know, there's some pretty significant objections from people who are into home rule over there about that sort of thing. And these places do rule themselves. They just have the protection of the U.S. military. And, of course, they are considered United States citizens. Alrighty, one more question. Isaac says, he's 14 years old. What's more important, your political views or your religious views? More important in the present, more important sort of for eternal values, my religious views, which I think shape my political views in that they stand for particular underlying values. Now, political views are usually the tip of the iceberg. Usually you have life values that undergird your political values, which is why I say it's stupid to ignore the politics of a spouse that you choose.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This Moment in History was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Quality, head on over to buyraycon.com/Ben right now. That's buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off today. buyraycon.com/Ben. buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off today. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to Ami Horowitz, his brand new video. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is my friend Ami Horowitz. Ami, of course, is the producer, director, and star of the highly reviewed theatrical feature film You and Me. He produces YouTube and Facebook videos, have garnered over 150 million views. His latest is a man on the street video asking people in New York how much they think the rich are paying in taxes. Ami, thanks so much for joining the show.
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
So I should note that there will be a video of me reacting to Ami's latest video up at YouTube shortly. The video is quite astonishing. So, Ami, basically, you went around New York and you asked people if the rich pay their fair share in taxes. And it seems the opprobrium for the rich was universal for people who were walking around a park in the middle of a workday.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, if I had more time, I would have loved to have put into the video kind of what they did for a living. A lot of them were like, you know, dependents and kids and people. You know, it was incredible. Look. This mantra of the rich don't pay their fair share is not a new one, right? The Democrats have been talking about this for years and years, and they've absolutely won this ideological battle when it comes to their own people. In fact, even more, if you look at most people who are non-conservatives, even people who are, centrist, they will tell you the rich don't pay their fair share. It is something that we have lost and we have to retake because it is absolutely, completely untrue. The rich, and you've said it before a million times, the rich pay the vast, vast majority of all the taxes here.
I mean, not only do the rich pay the vast majority of the taxes, they essentially pay all net taxes, because even people who are sort of in the middle income brackets paying taxes get a bunch of benefits back from the government through a wide variety of means. But if you're in the top 20% of income earners, you pay all net taxes in the United States, like all of them. And you're paying for the debt. So you're paying for pretty much everything. So you went around New York and you asked folks about this. And there were a couple of things that I found edifying about it. One, these folks obviously know nothing about the actual tax rates. It's not like they're saying, oh, they pay 40% of their money in taxes. It really should be a lot higher than that. It's that they actually think that the rich are paying almost 0% in taxes.
Yeah, I think it's important even for our audience to know what the numbers are. I'm not sure most people do. Look, the reality is that what is fair? Fair is whatever you take in, you should give back in terms of your tax rate, in terms of percent of tax that you pay. So the rich earn 25% of all the income in America. So 25% to pay back would be technically their fair share. They pay 40%. I define the rich as the top 1%, right? The top 1% pay 40% all of taxes. If you go down to the top 10%, they pay all of the taxes. Important to note. Again, we have a progressive tax rate. You wouldn't know that. I was asking these people even a simple question. Not forget about the larger, you know, question of they pay their fair share, but really who pays more as a percentage of their income? And they, to a person, told me that the poor pay more as a percentage of their income than the rich. And what's the reality? The reality is the rich pay net of all the loopholes, right? Net of all the tricks. They're not really ways to get out of paying taxes. These are legitimate ways that you do, for example, gain double tax, on certain things or capital gains tax, where they pay a lower rate, right? Where the super rich pay mostly capital gains because they don't have income. But net of all that, they pay 27% of their income in taxes, while the bottom 50%, Ben, pay 4% of their income in taxes. And you're right. If you include net benefits, it's zero.
So the other thing about this that I found edifying is not just that people don't know, it's that when they were made aware, the reaction universally was like, oh, that's interesting. I noticed that they kept using that word over and over, interesting, which means I'm not going to change my mind, but I at least have to question my assumption.
Actually, it was an amazing video because you can see them in real time. They had this cognitive dissonance kind of happen, you know, within themselves. And a lot of them did change their minds. A lot of them said, that does sound fair. Back at the end, the one guy goes, I don't think the poor pay enough. No, I love this video because you really saw their minds in a lot of ways change in real time. One guy, the star of the show, this immigrant from Zimbabwe, who was just, you know, crapping all over America for the first half of the video. And he was shocked. And by the way, the word shock came up more than once in the video by people. But this guy was shocked that was a reality. And you really saw the gears in his mind change. It was really cool to watch. And there was a great word you used. It was, in fact, very edifying.
Well, the video is available right now over at YouTube. Go check it out at the Daily Wire account. Also check it out on dailywire.com. Ami, really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ben. Always a pleasure.
Well, we will be back here next week with much, much more. In the meantime, enjoy your birthing person's day. as Democrats are apt to call it these days. Happy Mother's Day to people who are not morons. And we'll see you back here next week when all the prices will presumably be twice what they are right now. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A speed bump in President Biden's economic comeback. The April jobs report showed modest job gains of 266,000. That complicates his $4 trillion push on infrastructure, education, and children. The unemployment rate ticked up to 6.1%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are a lot of reasons some Americans are unwilling to work right now.
We are seeing little evidence that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently impacting or affecting Americans' willingness to work.
But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce disagrees. They're asking Washington to immediately stop paying the out-of-work Americans the extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits. They say the boost in government aid is giving some recipients less incentive to look for work. Chamber says the supplemental benefit results in about one in four recipients taking home more in unemployment pay than they earned when they were employed. The mayor of Atlanta has made a decision on her political future. She will not seek another term in office.
It is abundantly clear to me today that it is time to pass the baton on to someone else.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says she thought long and hard about her decision. Less than a year ago, she was among several political figures President Joe Biden considered to be his running mate. Bottoms disclosed her decision publicly in an open letter and a video Thursday night, after having told family and a close circle of supporters. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Meanwhile, the firefighters in London, about 125 of them, were called out to a blaze Friday in a London apartment tower, which has cladding similar to that used on another housing block in the city where 72 people were killed back in 2017. The fire today quickly spread the three floors of a 19-story building. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
A state of emergency has been extended in several regions of Japan as COVID-19 cases surge less than 3 months before the Olympics.
When Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga reluctantly imposed a third state of emergency on April the 25th, many experts here said the 17-day shutdown would not be enough to control a new surge of coronavirus infections in Japan. And so it has proved to be. Mr. Suga and his government hope that will bring the current wave of infections under control sufficiently that Japan can host the Olympics at the end of July. But Japan's public remains deeply sceptical. An online petition begun 2 days ago demanding the Olympics be cancelled has so far garnered more than 215,000 signatures.
Auto sales booming in China, Germany's BMW is benefiting. This is SRN News. Meanwhile, the high-flying meatless burger company is hitting a wall.
Plant-based burger company Beyond Meat just posted a first-quarter loss of over $27 million. It was bad news for Beyond Meat, which saw a profit of $1.8 million a year ago. But sales in the U.S. last quarter were down 26%.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. Southern California air quality regulators passed a rule today to curb emissions from trucks that ferry goods from the growing number of massive warehouses run by Amazon and other companies. Areas around the facilities have weathered increased pollution affecting largely minority communities. The new rule requires distribution centers to choose from a menu of options in order to reduce or offset their emissions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickity chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We have removed the following content from YouTube. This is hilarious. They've removed the content. Here's the title. Parents are revolting against school's dumb mask mandates. You can't put that on YouTube. You can. YouTube. I'm done. I love how they talk about like communist language too. Here's another thing they throw in there. We know this might be disappointing. It's not disappointing. I don't give a rat's caboose. I am an investor in an alternative platform to you communist losers. I'm not angry at all. You're actually, you are making me rich with your stupidity. I'm not kidding. I would just prefer a society where I don't get rich off your stupidity and that everybody believes in free speech. I would seriously prefer that. But if you're going to turn into communists in front of our very eyes, then yes, I'm going to produce a free speech model, Rumble, and win when Rumble has been winning, by the way, huge. So there you go. YouTube strikes again. So now we're moving into what I opened the show with, why we need a house cleaning at the upper level management, the FBI and CIA. And I don't care if it makes me a target of them either. I really don't, because this is too important. We have seen really troubling new abuses by the FBI, the whole Spygate thing, the targeting of people for political beliefs. And now we're seeing this critical race theory and this garbage seep its way into the CIA, too. This is a new recruiting video by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. What the hell is this? Check this out.
I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be.
What the hell is that? Do your job. Do your job. Don't advertise to Russia, China, enemies of the United States, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and others on a recruiting video that we're hiring people and then advertising their words, not mine. They have anxiety disorders. And I'm not going to be attacked by ridiculous, dopey leftists either. What are you saying? There's something wrong with anxiety disorders? Folks, listen, I spent a couple of years in graduate school studying neuropsychology, psychoanalysis. Good. Who cares? I don't. These are serious problems. They run in my family. Seriously, they can be devastating. There's treatment for them and help. Do we need to be advertising this? Do you really believe these Al-Qaeda terrorists training to behead you in the middle of some dump somewhere, training to cut your head off and to be so emotionally hardened and obtuse to any response? You nothing bothers you anymore. You are a straight up killer all the time. Do you think this video scares them? I'm an intersectional cisgender millennial anxiety disorder. Okay. There's assistance for that. We need to advertise this now? This is embarrassing. Embarrassing. Embarrassing on behalf of the CIA. I'm really sorry, but I'm telling you, having been behind the scenes and seen this, again, it's not embarrassing that the woman in the video airs the issue. That's fine. Like, talk to people about it. Get help for it, whatever it may be. What's embarrassing is that someone at the CIA thought this was an advertising pitch. I can't even imagine. It'll be next. Again, a recruiting video for the Secret Service saying, I protect the President of the United States. I'm a cisgender millennial. I'm not a mistake. And I have an anxiety issue. Folks, okay, we'll help you get it treated. This is not an advertising pitch. People looking to, God forbid, assassinate the president might say, really? It's not just the CIA, folks. It's the FBI, too, which is becoming sadly dominated by politics. More on that coming up.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Whether you're ready to pop the question or mark a special occasion, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com.
Shop online and choose from thousands of options in this season's top trends, including Italian gold, multicolored gemstones, and classic pearls. Or build your own diamond jewelry with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. Choose from over 100,000 ethically sourced GIA-graded diamonds in every shape and size with an endless selection of settings to help you design the ring, earrings, pendant of her dreams. Not perfect? No problem. Shop stress-free with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make the moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Dan Bongino Show listeners will receive $50 off your purchase over $500. That's code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Find your forever piece at BlueNile.com and use code Bongino.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborn.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So the FBI, like the CIA, seems to be drifting farther and farther away from its moorings into an open ocean of political correctness, identity politics, and critical race theory. Folks, listen, the Chinese and the Russians, Al-Qaeda and the terror groups are laughing at us. They're laughing at us that we're advertising critical race theory intersectionality rather than the fact that we need to fight a global terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda and a nuclear-powered super enemy like China and Russia. They're laughing at us that we are preoccupied with the melanin content of each other's skin and tearing each other apart. So we had kind of, sadly, as a joke, said, you know, the FBI's target list, you know, seems quite odd these days. You would think in a sane world, the FBI's target list would read, you know, China, Russia counterintel, Al-Qaeda, whatever order it may be, ISIS, Boko Haram, whatever terror groups, AQAP, right? You would think in a sane world, that would be where our priorities in the FBI would go to. So here's the new FBI target list. We had to modify it. It'll make sense after today's show. So target number one, we have cyber ninjas, the cyber ninjas. Yeah. Target number two with the FBI is the Boogaloo Boys. Target number three, we have Rudy Giuliani. And target number four is John Solomon. That's the new FBI target list. Where China and Russia sit in, I don't know, maybe between cyber ninjas and the Boogaloo Boys. Maybe ISIS manages to slip in between Rudy Giuliani and John Solomon. Dan, you're being tough on the FBI. Folks, the FBI is being tough on us. I love the FBI. I worked with guys who I'm, you know, I had great relationships with. They were great agents. I'm not going to tell you otherwise, just to pile on. They were fantastic. A lot of my good friends are FBI agents. Some Secret Service agents I work with are over there now. The upper level management of this agency is a total disaster. They have entirely left their moorings and are floating again in a sea of critical race theory, political garbage right now. So here's their new tactic for hitting up American citizens who disagree with the FBI's new political agenda. The FBI has a political agenda? It's the same agenda as the left. They want to brief targets first using this dubious info. What do I mean? This is how they set people up. Look at this great piece by the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I rarely put Wall Street Journal pieces in the show notes because they're typically subscription only, but this one's worth your time. Wall Street Journal opinion, the FBI's dubious briefing. Did the FBI set up two GOP senators at the behest of the Democrats? Ladies and gentlemen, that title enough should have you saying, what? What do you mean we're asking a question in a free country if the most powerful law enforcement agency in the country set up two Republican senators? Yeah, we're asking that question. Why are we asking? Because they did this before. They did this before. Remember when they set up Donald Trump when he was running for office, folks, with the briefing about Russia, only to find out later that the FBI agents in the briefing admitted that the briefing was used as an intelligence gathering exercise on who? Russia? No, on Donald Trump. Where are the civil libertarians, folks? They're doing it again. They are using, air quotes, briefings, the FBI, to set up their Republican opponents. This is an important piece. First, let's talk about who they set up. Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley. Here's what happened. On Monday, Grassley and Johnson sent a letter to FBI Director Wray and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines asking how the Washington Post came to know about an FBI briefing to both senators on August 6th. A Post story last week used the information to smear Johnson and Grassley and Johnson on his report on Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, suggesting that Johnson ignored FBI warnings and thus may have been manipulated by the Kremlin. The newspaper cited only anonymous current and former U.S. officials. You get it? You get the setup? Ron Johnson, GOP senator from Wisconsin, is getting ready to put out a damning report on Hunter Biden and his shady business dealings overseas. The FBI says, hey, we need to brief you on this. They show up for the briefing. They give Ron Johnson nothing of interest at all. And then it leaks to the Washington Post. So what can happen? Tell me you're following me, folks. So then when the Washington Post runs the story, they can say, even though Ron Johnson put out this devastating story about Hunter Biden, he was warned it could have been Russian disinformation. What a scam. The verdict is in. Genius. You get the scam? No matter what, when damaging information about a Democrat, Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, is about to come out, The Democrats are going to claim it's Russian disinformation. They're just making it up. It's not Russian or disinformation. And the way they're going to claim that is they're going to say, well, the FBI briefed the person who put out the information about X, Hunter Biden, or whatever, and they ignored it and did it anyway. What a scam. So that's who they set up. Here's how they leak it. From the second part of the Wall Street Journal piece. In Grassley's letter and Johnson's letter, they note that the briefing by the FBI came after, listen to this, pressure from Democratic leadership. Democratic leadership wanted the FBI to brief Grassley and Johnson. Why would that be? In July 2020, the Democratic members of the Gang of Eight, who have access to intelligence secrets, sent a letter and a classified addendum to FBI Director Wray, specifically citing the Johnson-Grassley probe and Hunter Biden as a reason for, quote, an urgent briefing from Congress about foreign disinformation. That news was, of course, then leaked in what was an obvious attempt to tar the work of the two Republicans. Dear FBI guys and ladies at the top, I'm really sorry to ask this question, but can you be this silly? The answer is no. Of course you know you're being used by Democrats to go brief people to set up a story that when negative information comes out on Democrats, the Democrats are going to say, look, the FBI briefed them that this was potential disinformation. They ignored it. You're being used. So there's only one of two possible solutions. You know you're being used and you're in on it. Or you don't know you're being used and you should resign because this is the most obvious setup in human history after the Spygate thing. This is our FBI right now. Here's the second part of their new politicized FBI's new strategy for taking out their political opponents. Briefings, politicized briefings. And second, it's not just the FBI, but other entities within the government law enforcement enterprise are now talking about circumventing the normal information gathering process and using private firms to monitor extremists. No, private firms to spy on people. Don't take it from me. Read this New York Post article by Mark Moore. It'll be in the newsletter today. The Biden administration mulls partnering with private firms to monitor extremists. That's the title of the article, folks. I'm not making this up. Now, to be clear, because, again, liberals listen have a tough time with information and fact processing. The FBI, Secret Service, DHS, DEA, IRS, whatever it may be, it's perfectly legal for them to get information from citizens and sources. They do it all the time. What is not ethical and what is totally immoral is getting information from sources, knowing you're doing it to advance a political agenda, not a law enforcement or intelligence one, and then secondly, getting it from people strictly motivated by politics. Getting information from Christopher Steele to spy on Donald Trump using the PP dossier, knowing Christopher Steele was working for Hillary Clinton, is neither moral or ethical, but they did it anyway. So here, from the New York Post piece, what is the DHS and other law enforcement entities under the new Biden spying administration, more communists, what are they looking to do? The Biden administration, they're just like YouTube. Anything a communist would do, they would do. So there are some restrictions about the federal government spying on its citizens. So, quote, to get around those restrictions, the federal government's reportedly weighing and listing outside entities that can legally encounter these groups and gather information. Now you'll see why the new FBI list we have, target list, why it's so important. Working with these outside companies would allow the DHS to better analyze trends and provide more real-time information for its use and for the FBI, which also is unable to surveil U.S. citizens without getting a warrant or proving some overarching justification like a previous investigation. The CIA and National Security Agency are under similar restrictions. Not anymore, apparently. They're just going to hire third parties to do it. Be looking at cyber ninjas, the Boogaloo boys, Giuliani, Solomon, and maybe eventually they'll get to China, Russia, Al-Qaeda. Maybe one of these days they'll get to that. When they're done with the Boogaloo boys and the cyber ninjas and Senator Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, deadly threats to national security, I'm sure. At Grassley, he's a real danger. What a threat.
The Dan Bongino Show.
It's the final week of the Chamonix Mother's Day sale. For only a few more days, get that special lady the greatest skincare products in the world at a once-in-a-lifetime special promotion. Order the classic GenuCell for bags and puffiness and get the jawline treatment and Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. And as a surprise Mother's Day gift, GenuCell will also include their legendary GenuCell XV anti-wrinkle treatment and moisturizer, also free. That's three free gifts when you order today. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with the greatest skincare money can buy. Chamonix promises you you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to GenuCell.com or call now, 800-525-6553, 800-525-6553. And as a special gift, every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. Three free gifts with your GenuCell order today. Don't wait. Call or click now. Last week, call or click now. GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com. That's
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
OVITE.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Just a quick economic note. Jobs report came out, disappointed badly. We were expecting a million new jobs, got around 200-something thousand. Big disappointment. I think the reason is there's a number of factors factoring into this. For some reason, I had this thing stuck in my head. Remember that movie, The Fifth Element? Multipass. That just got stuck in my head for some weird reason. Sometimes like I get ADHD, I get totally distracted. The jobs report disappointed. There are a lot of reasons behind it. One of them, businesses are having a hard time hiring workers because the United States government and the liberals running it right now, including some Republicans who are pretending to be Republicans but are really liberals, thought it was a good idea to pay people more not to work than to actually work. What could possibly go wrong? So the jobs report disappointed. Also, there's supply chain messes going on right now. Have you tried to get chlorine for your pool? No, I'm not kidding. Good luck. Have you tried to buy minerals online? I take at night ZMA, zinc, magnesium, aspartate with B6. Helps me go to sleep at night. Try to find zinc and magnesium out there. You can find it. It's hard. Folks, there are massive supply chain problems because the idiots that run our government thought locking down the entire global economy was a good idea. We are now having massive supply chain problems. You're going to see shortages throughout the summers, even shortages of chicken. How do you run out of chicken? Chicken's so ubiquitous, we think everything tastes like chicken. You're like, that tastes like chicken. I want to chew on this Secret Service. Gosh, it tastes like chicken. Why do we say that? Everything tastes like chicken because all we eat is chicken. We eat nuggets. We eat sandwiches. We eat whole chickens. We eat rotisserie chickens. We eat barbecue chicken. We eat fried chicken. We love chicken. I'm a nuggets guy. I eat the hell out of nuggets. I put them in our power air fryer, and they didn't even pay for a spot today. I love it. He has a power air fryer. He eats the hell out of chicken. I like chicken salad. Sometimes I buy lunch for Guy. Guy says, can you get me the curry chicken salad from City Beats? Sure, Guy, no problem. Everybody eats it. We can't even get chicken anymore because these idiots thought a global economic lockdown was a good idea. You wonder why you can't fill jobs? I just had to get a new car. You know why? My truck, I'm having a hard time. I got to get rid of the Raptor. I love the Raptor. Great car. Got to get a new car. Sorry. Can't fit it in anywhere anymore. Got to park in places. I'm a terrible driver these days. I'm getting old. I can't get a new car. Not a joke. I got a Navigator. I can't get the Navigator. You know why I can't get the Navigator? Because the plant shut down because they can't get a damn chip to put in the car because these idiots thought a global lockdown was a good idea. I'm not kidding. They're like, yes, we can't find the chips for the car. Your car is a VIN, but we can't build it yet. I'm not joking. Good idea, libs. Let's shut the global economy down. What's the worst that could happen? I don't know. People could die from, like, starvation. My chicken. How do you find chicken? Chicken's everywhere. Oatmeal tastes like chicken. More economic bad news. Not just the jobs report. Folks, listen, Democrats are not even about policy anymore. Please stop arguing with your liberal friends about policy. Just don't, they're not about policy. They're all about punishment. No, I'm serious. They just want to punish you. They don't know anything. And what they know is wrong. Liberals are not serious people. I'm very sorry to have to tell you that. Don't debate them to win a debate because they're not interested. They just want to punish you. Debate them because there's someone else listening who's sane and is going to hear your arguments being cogent and rational, and they're going to hear the liberals respond with hate and anger, and you'll convince the third person. That's the only reason to debate a liberal. I've said this repeatedly on the show. You'll never convince. They just want to punish you. They're emotional creatures only. Why do you bring this up, Dan? I love when I ask myself questions as if you're talking to me. Listen, when the radio show launches in a couple weeks, you can call in the show and we can chat. But now I have to be you and ask myself questions. Proving again, liberals just want to punish you. They're not serious people. Here's a journal article. The capital gains revenue illusion. House Democrats are already asking for death exceptions. Their editorial board today, Wall Street Journal. What's this about? Joe Biden wants to raise the capital gains tax to a ridiculous 43.4%, meaning if you have a stock and you made money, you're going to pay roughly 50% of those proceeds from your stock investment. By the way, money that's already been taxed by both the corporation and your income tax, you're going to be taxed again at roughly 50%. Take into account inflation, and you will rarely make money on a stock investment ever again in your life. Now, Joe Biden wants to raise the capital gains tax because he keeps telling people it's going to raise more money for the federal government. The problem, folks, nobody's actually telling Joe Biden that. Like, no one. Nobody. You don't believe me? Look at a Wall Street Journal piece. Penn Wharton, you know, the business school. This is a nonpartisan actor here. These are not conservatives. Penn Wharton estimates that raising the top capital gains tax rate to 43.4% would shrink federal revenue by $33 billion over 10 years. That's a smaller hit than the Tax Foundation, another nonpartisan outlet, by the way, folks, which reports a $124 billion loss. But it acknowledges the same economic reality. Taxpayers in the range of the highest top rate will find ways to shrink their bills. So just to be clear, Joe Biden and his radical communist base right now are supporting a policy that will cost the government tax revenue, shut down the economy, and crush the value of stocks. And they're doing it because what? What's your reason again? Please tell me what your reason is. There is not a serious economic actor out there. Serious. I'm not talking about liberals. Who will tell you this capital gains tax hike is actually going to raise money? It's going to lose money as rich people take their money out of the United States. Not every nonpartisan entity out there is telling Biden this. And he's doing it anyway. Why? 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 Because he hates you. And so do his communist allies. And they want to punish you if you make money. That's it. Can you please give me another reason? I'll wait. My coffee comes one more left. Put a little cocoa at the bottom. You see that? Cocoa's good for you. Powerful antioxidant. I put in my coffee. Real cocoa is very bitter, though. You got a reason yet? Gee, you got a reason why they're doing it? Joe, do you have a reason why they're doing it?
Nah, man. No reason.
Paula? No reason from Joe. None from Gee. Paula? Getting a head nod there from Paula in the other room. They want to punish you. That's the only reason. You want to raise a tax that will lose the government money just to punish people, because that's what leftists are. So I quickly jotted down some other examples of the sadistic communist far left now. It is sadistic, right? By definition, they enjoy pain. Wait a second. Hold on. Let's look at that. Let's get a definition of that. Stand by 1 second, folks. I'm going to do this on the air. Sadism, noun. The tendency to derive pleasure, especially gratification, from inflicting pain, suffering, or humiliation on others. Yeah, sounds about right. Sadistic. Like that. Sounds about right. So here's some other examples of leftist sadistic behavior. The lockdowns. They thought lockdowns would be a good idea. Nobody told them this was a good idea outside of some medical pseudo-experts who got everything wrong. Had no, but never calculated the economic losses or the other secondary impacts. Lockdowns were sadistic. They get the left also obstructs school choice, keeping people in crappy schools. That's kind of sadistic, don't you think? Enjoying people's pain while their kids' lives are destroyed over a terrible, terrible education, destroying people's businesses when you can't even point to a sound reason why you would do that. Cancel culture, destroying people's lives because you don't like their politics. Just other examples of how the left, the communist left, now engages in sadism-type behavior, enjoying the pain of others with no definable positive outcome at all. Disgust.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Did you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that.
What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation, maybe. Certainly it won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely and privately to your home, or you can even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices. Call 833-600-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA streamlined refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Meet Bob Minetti.
My wife and I just celebrated 45 memorable years together. She and my daughter Katie are my anchors.
Bob and Wendy spent time fundraising for healthcare causes.
I guess I liked it so much, I decided to become a patient.
In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
I assumed that there was no hope for people with my diagnosis.
Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion.
I'm so glad that I learned about what was possible for me.
I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to ensure that everyone facing this diagnosis knows about the immense progress being made. Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation are working together to make every person diagnosed into a long-term survivor, like Bob. Visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Did you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation, maybe. Certainly it won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely and privately to your home, or you can even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices. Call 833-600-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickeny chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Folks, for the Second Amendment advocates out there, which should be all of you, our big R God-given right to defend theirself is the primacy of it should be in the front of your mind at all times. If you can't defend your own life, paying taxes and the rest doesn't really matter, does it? Second Amendment, however, is always under attack. We're going to end the show as we started the show. When the left wants to attack people, whether it's the CIA, FBI, political opponents, whatever it may be, what do? They use identity politics, critical race theory, and other nonsense because they know America is not a racist country. If it was a racist country, accusing people of being a racist wouldn't be an insult, right? Of logic, right, folks, using logic. If this was a racist country and we were all racist, then why would calling someone a racist be an insult? I'll ask you to think that through for a moment. If you're a leftist, you're having a hard time with that. The reason calling someone a racist and using identity politics to attack people so effective in the United States is because there's no worse thing to slur someone with than calling them a racist because we're not a racist country. Again, that's just logic, synapses, you know, leftists. This piece will be in the newsletter today. I strongly encourage you to read it. It's short, but it's very good, by Charles Cook at the National Review. Bongino.com/newsletter. You can access it there. So, of course, Joe Biden wants to take your firearms away because he doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself, because that's what leftists do. They'd like you to be sitting ducks because, again, leftists are inherently, the radical left at least, are communists, and that's what communists want. So when there's zeal to attack the Second Amendment, the left is now claiming that laws that explicitly refer to an individual right to carry, not a collective right, which is what the Second Amendment is specifically about, your right to carry. It's not about a collective right, the militia. There's a comma there. The Second Amendment guarantees you, the individual, the right to carry a firearm and protect yourself. Everybody understand that? By a plain reading of it. Only nincompoops think otherwise. My grandmother used to say that word. I told you, I always get distracted. So the Second Amendment's not having a lot of luck. I mean, excuse me, the left's attacks on the Second Amendment, they're not having a lot of luck with them. Americans don't want to give up the right to defend their own lives. So what's the left do? They go right back to the critical race, racism nonsense. Here we go. It was an article up at Slate talking about the Heller decision. The Heller decision was a federal court decision that said it is an individual right. It's not a collective right. So the left, this article, this author at Slate writes from the National Review piece, you can see they quote Slate. It says another major problem with Heller that will now confront Gorsuch and Barrett was that it relied heavily on a small body of legal cases from the slave owning South. Oh my gosh. And ignored the rest of America's legal history. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? Everybody get it? You get what they did there? You get what Slate's doing? Heller, which says the Second Amendment is an individual right, which it is by any plain reading. The left's new line of attack is, no, no. The Second Amendment, that individual right thing, that's based in case law from slave states in the South. In other words, it's racist. But is that what actually happened? Because, you know, history's already been written. You know, the whole, like, now thing, except history, past, future hasn't happened yet. So that's not exactly how it went down, the history of the Heller decision. Charles Cook gives us a handy-dandy guide here. Says, you know, so if the history of the explicit right to individual carry is written in case law based in slave states, then why is it that the northern states were the first ones to do it? From the piece, quote, the first states to adopt constitutional protections that explicitly referred to an individual right to keep and bear arms were not in the South, but in the North. Cornell, that's the author, likes to argue that America's gun culture is intrinsically Southern, and in particular, he likes to associate it with slavery, honor, and their associated violence below the Mason-Dixon line. But this is a somewhat difficult case to make when one considers that the first provision that held that the people have a right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state, note themselves, was passed in Pennsylvania in 1776. And 1 year later, it was copied verbatim by Vermont. You know, those deep South states, you know, Vermont right above Florida, Pennsylvania, right next to Georgia, to the left. If a liberal probably believes that. They're like, oh, yeah, they're right there. Of course, those are northern states. But again, don't leave it to the, you know, leftists to figure that out. So when your friends try to hit you with the, you know, the Second Amendment was grounded in the slave movement in the South, really because the northern states were the first one to reaffirm the right of an individual to keep and bear arms, they'd be like, Sorry, you just made that up because you're good at that. That's what leftists do. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. It's been a really great week. The listenership was off the charts this week. We had some reviews from Guy's dad, apparently liked the George Soros show, which is pretty cool. I hope you all enjoyed it. It is a deep dive. Sadly, it is a true story. So watch the shows this week. It's a complicated story, but it's worth your time. And please reach out to your local radio stations. Get ready for the launch of my radio show. I keep saying that. My radio show, May 24th. May 24th. Call, email, tweet, Facebook, Parler, your local radio station. Ask them if you can hear the show. We'd really appreciate it. Subscribe to my Rumble account, rumble.com/Bongino. I'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. An Alabama jury convicts a police officer of murder in a 2018 shooting. A Huntsville, Alabama police officer was convicted of murder Friday in the shooting of a suicidal man who was holding a gun to his own head. Jurors reached the verdict in the second day of deliberations in the trial of Huntsville police officer William Ben Darby. He was indicted in the 2018 killing of Jeffrey Parker. During the trial, former Huntsville police officer Ganesha Peegs, who had also responded to the 911 call, testified that Parker posed no immediate threat despite holding a gun to his head. Huntsville Police Chief Mark McMurray said in a statement, the guilty verdict left police in the first stages of shock. District Attorney Rob Roussard said the conviction carries a sentence of 20 years to life. I'm Mike Gracia.
Even though Vice President Harris has yet to visit since she was named border czar by President Biden, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a visit to a border processing facility in Texas on Friday.
Mayorkas says the border challenge remains.
But our plan of execution is well underway, and the results are compelling.
He pointed out the change at the facility in Donna, Texas.
Rather than approximately 3,700 unaccompanied children, there are 334.
Mayorkas says this is no place for a child, and they will stay in government care until they are reunited with parents.
We are re-engineering that process, and so we are building back better.
Mayorkas says they are also addressing the smuggling organizations that exploit vulnerable children. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller scheduled to testify next week about the Pentagon's role in responding to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. He'll appear along with the former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen before the House Oversight Committee in one of several hearings next week. More at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zuki and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
India's Supreme Court has warned the central government that it must supply more medical oxygen to Delhi each day as the capital continues its battling surging coronavirus infections.
The Supreme Court told the government that it must comply with a previous ruling to supply 700 metric tons of medical oxygen to the capital, Delhi, every day. Lawyers for the Delhi government said that still isn't happening. The court also ruled in favour of another state, Karnataka. It upheld a high court order that Karnataka's daily supply must also increase. The central government argued that if high courts in every state passed similar orders, the system would become unworkable. India's healthcare system is overwhelmed. Many hospitals repeatedly say oxygen stocks are dangerously low.
That is the BBC's correspondent Jill McGivering reporting. Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. Former Major League Baseball player and manager Bobby Valentine taking a swing at politics, announcing Friday that he's running for mayor of his Connecticut hometown.
The 70-year-old Valentine, who currently serves as the athletic director at Sacred Heart University, posted a video on social media that said he'll run as an independent candidate in Stamford. He was drafted in 1968 by the Los Angeles Dodgers and played in the major leagues from 1969 to 1979, where he was a lifetime 260 hitter. He became manager of the Texas Rangers in 1985 and also skippered the New York Mets and Boston Red Sox, in addition to spending time in Japan, winning a Japan Series title in 2005 with the Chiba Latte Marines. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In European football, 9 of the 12 Super League clubs have formally renounced the breakaway and committed to the existing European competitions. they'll have to give up 5% of UEFA revenue for one season. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
In History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Planned Parenthood, baby, I'm happy to let you know that I am one.
She's happy to let us know that she's a Planned Parenthood baby, but she escaped under the wire in the middle of the night. There were sirens and dogs barking and stuff. She had to tunnel out like a mole. You know, like that little Scottish guy in The Great Escape. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. That was, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a Planned Parenthood baby. It's the first time I've ever heard that phrase because, you know... And think about all the lives that Planned Parenthood has saved. We were texting about it yesterday. It's like, you know, sure, people indict Dr. Mengele for all the terrible experiments on children and stuff, but they never talk about all the lives he saved. Kermit Gosnell, you know, he's, there were the several, oh, never mind all that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's easily confused, dazzled, and remember, she was terribly confused by the existence of the garbage disposal. That was one of the great moments in American political history, I think, when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, newly minted celebrity Democrat member of Congress, came to Washington, rented an apartment down by the baseball stadium in one of the few buildings that doesn't require low-income apartments, and she got one of the exclusive buildings where there will be no low-income people, and she discovered the garbage disposal and was actually absolutely she was marveling. She was flabbergasted. Oh my, it's a garbage disposal.
I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived.
What are you from, Uzbekistan?
It is terrifying.
Yeah, she grew up in Ouagadougou, apparently. Amazing stuff. And she was also, you remember, there was a community garden in her neighborhood, and there are lots of community gardens in Washington, D.C. I think it leftovers from World War II or something like that. At least that's the mindset anyway. And she went out, somebody planted a plot in her name. I'm sure she's never been back, but she went down, and when she visited, she discovered lettuce or something growing in the dirt there and couldn't believe that vegetables would grow in dirt.
I am shook. Look, like, honestly, gardening, food, that comes out of dirt. Like, it's magic.
Wow. Like, it's like magic. She thought that everything came from Whole Foods. Or restaurants, you know, good restaurants where lobbyists buy her meals for. She's one of the star members of Congress, according to the American news media. It's a remarkable thing to see. She's a remarkable woman. You know, she's perky and pert. I think those are her two main qualities. Bright? No, not bright. Her eyes are constantly bugging out of her head. Her eyebrows can make their way almost all the way up to her hairline. I'm taking my index fingers and going like this with my eyebrows. And her eyebrows go up like because she's so shocked by everything. And honestly, she is shook and she is woke and she is... She discovered that lettuce grows in the ground and that sinks sometimes have garbage disposals. You know, in New York City, not that I mean, she grew up in Westchester County, went to, I did an aerial search of the high school she went to. It looked like one of the nicest neighborhoods, one of the nicest high schools. It's where she grew up, really, for overwhelmingly, for the most part. Grew up in this beautiful suburb way outside of the city of New York with nice lawns and beautiful homes. And honestly, Google Earth, you can go, like, do all kinds of inspection of things. And her high school was one of the nicest-looking, probably still is, nicest-looking high schools I've ever seen. But, you know, she's got this image that's all ginned up, and the media plays along with it because they're not really truth people, you know. But that's another thing. Again, happy Friday, and welcome. I hope you have something fun planned for the weekend. I'm not sure what we have planned for the weekend, but I know we're going to have fun. We've got stuff going on now that I think of it. We got things going on. We're going to have a good, fun weekend. We always do. You know why? Because we're happy people. And it's, life is much better when you're a happy person. Being a happy person goes a long way. Being miserable, which the Democrat Party requires if you're going to be a dutiful, Democrat, gotta be miserable about everything all day long. Gotta wake up miserable. Gotta go to bed miserable. Grinding your teeth. Have you noticed if you're a liberal that your teeth are shrinking because as you grind them when you go to sleep? That's because your party requires that of you, requires that you be crazy and think that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is smart and a great, wonderful member of Congress. You know, she did kill those, what was it, like a million jobs in New York for the Amazon thing, which came then to the Washington, D.C. area. They really wanted to be closer to the seat of power anyway. After all, Jeff Bezos had already bought a museum in Washington that he converted into his estate. That's when Hillary Clinton was going to win the presidency. He wanted to be close to her because, you know, get a little closer. Don't be shy. But didn't work out. So I don't know if he's ever stayed there. But he did buy a museum. It was a couple of mansions converted into a museum. He bought the museum back, the textile museum, and he converted it back into mansions for himself. And I saw the left a while back. They set up a guillotine out front. Guillotine! And they were chopping melons and things in half in front of his estate, his mansion in the Calorama neighborhood of Washington, D.C. But I digress. I digress. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. You know, Lunch Bucket Joe, he's got trillions and trillions he wants to spend. And you see Ted Cruz yesterday. He came out and he said, please, nobody tell the Democrats what comes after trillion. It's a quadrillion. But don't tell the Democrats because then they'll want to start spending quadrillions. We know that they will. And also, even CBS News had to admit that his program, they said, would be $300 billion, would actually be $1.2 trillion. They were only off by a factor of 400%, by $900 billion. Oops! A little, like, you know, break the eraser out and start doing a little thing on the paper there. Who missed the $900 billion in the $300 billion package over here? Who did that? This is Democrats and Math. I've been watching this for a lot of years. And it'd be fine if the news media fact-checked them. But they don't because, you know, they're crooks. They're not honest people. They're not truthful. That's the problem is the biggest problem is not crooked politicians. That's predictable, of course. But the news media, dirty, rotten, filthy, crooked news media. Also, did you see this kind of amusing? Jake Tapper. He's over at CNN. It used to be a news organization. That was a long time ago. Not anymore. But Jake Tapper, they're making a big announcement. He's got a new book out. I don't even know if it's out, but he's telling everybody, and I don't think it'll, you know, they'll buy, unions will probably buy truckloads or something like that. Jake Tapper on how to write a book in 15 minutes a day. Is it a cookbook? Because that might be good if it's a cookbook or something. No, it turns out, actually, the CNN anchor wrote his second novel, a thriller called The Devil May Dance. It's about dating Democrats, I think. You know, he got famous because the reason he's a journalist, he wrote a piece about dating Monica Lewinsky. This is true, in the city paper in Washington, D.C. And that's how he got his start in journalism, because he dated Monica Lewinsky and, wrote a little article about it. That's how he got started in journalism. And CNN anchor wrote his second novel. He's writing novels now. Jake, you shouldn't bring your work home with you like that. Somebody bringing us his CNN. It's a novel. It's a fiction. Bringing his work home with him like that. The devil may dance in the middle of a presidential election and a global pandemic. And he gets all kinds of great press about it. Even the Wall Street Journal is fluffing him over here about this stuff. Great. He's read, but bringing his work home with him, writing fiction at home too. I guess you know what you do at work. Come. That's I watch CNN. I know you don't actually have Republicans. You just have anti-Republican Republicans on and Trump-hating Republicans on. I know the formula. I know how this works. Jake Tapper floats banning Republicans from shows over quote big lie. Oh, you like Russian collusion? Because you guys, every hour of every day for about 2.5 years, did the big lie about Russian collusion, and you had Adam Schiff on over and over again. I want to talk about the big lie. How about the $300 billion Joe Biden bill that's actually, according to the Wharton School, $1.2 trillion, a miss by 400%, but pay no attention to that. Is that the big lie? How about the FBI abusing the FISA courts and altering documents? The big lie, James Comey and penitentiary face Brenner. Got J. Edgar Comey over here and penitentiary face over here. They lied and they lied and they lied. How about you guys sucking up to the intelligence community and your anonymous sources at the FBI who've been lying to you pretty much every day for as long as I can remember, and I can remember pretty far back. Pretty amazing. So he's talking about banning Republicans from shows. Why should I put any of them on TV? You shouldn't, and they shouldn't go on your show. And there should be an arrangement that no Republican should actually even return a phone call to CNN. You know, the Democrats don't return phone calls to Fox News. You hear it constantly on Fox News. We reached out to Nancy Pelosi's office. We have yet to hear back. We reached out to Gavin Newsom's office. We have yet to hear back. And Fox News says that constantly because they dutifully call for response or comment from the other side. And what the Democrats do is they, Fox News, we don't talk to them. So they just don't, they don't do that. That's the, you know, it's the Democrats. They have information dominance because Jake Tapper, who by the way is a former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer, as a matter of fact. And, you know, Chuck Todd is a former Democrat Senate campaign staffer. And the list goes on and on. Jim Sciutto, anchorman at CNN, is a former Obama administration official. George Stephanopoulos is, of course, a former Clinton White House official, and before that, Democrat Party Hill staffer, you know, Capitol Hill staffer, and all that. But never mind that. You know, Jake, don't invite anybody on. And if you're a Republican and you're invited to go on Jake Tapper's show, give him a little what for, and then, or don't bother to call him back, because I've actually done that. More than once, with MS and CNN and other left-wing outlets. Thanks for the call. See you. Bye. Now, let's get on to lots of news. There are lots of news. We've got COVID news. We've got news on the COVID front. We got Joe Biden stories. We've got one header we call The Truth, which is fun. It's about Hillary Clinton, you know. And also the new unemployment numbers came out today. A great big disappointment because, you know, the Joe Biden is president now. They had a good month a few months ago, a really big month because we're rebounding from the, we got news on the city of Wuhan in China, and the laboratory there where many believe, including the now former head of MI6, Britain's, foreign intelligence agency, and the former head of the CDC in the United States of America, saying that they believe the laboratory theory, now, you know, the origin of the COVID-19 virus, may be this laboratory run by the Chinese communists in the city of Wuhan, where they're working on bat viruses. It could just be their diet, you know, their dietary habits and their cleanliness habits, hygiene, not really. Wuhan is not known, the city of Wuhan, not known as the epicenter of hygiene on the planet Earth. Let's just say that. With the wet markets and all that stuff, that's a fact. Now there are Republican members of Congress. The Democrats will reject this, no doubt, because they're kind of palsy with the communists in China. They're closer to that than they are to Thomas Jefferson. Again, I like to say on the political spectrum, are today's Democrats closer to John F. Kennedy or to Lee Harvey Oswald? Politically, you know, and socially and economically and so on, and their views of the world and China and Putin and Russia and Cuba. I think you know what the answer is, because I'm right about where John F. Kennedy was on the political spectrum on a whole lot of matters. You know, we could sit down, if he hadn't been shot and killed by a communist, John F. Kennedy and I could sit down and have a perfectly rational conversation about a whole range of issues. But the communist shot him in the head, so, you know, it's like that. It's kind of good. Oh, hey, gosh, we're already there. Can't believe it. So we've got news on the border because the Democrats are, the Biden White House, playing a little shell game with more than 21,000 children. Not clear if they've turned them into Soylent Green or sold them to the Chinese for, you know, labor, make Nike shoes so LeBron James can buy the gas in his Gulfstream jetter. Well, it's not clear, but they're playing a little shell game, and the media is fine with that. The media, The Washington Post, The New York Times, all of them, they're fine. Oh, playing hide the ball with 21,000 kids that showed up at our border. And then the media, they had this North Korean photo op yesterday. You see? No children. Oh, very good. And the media applause, like they're North Korean media, because they don't hold Democrat feet to the fire. That's the thing. A police event canceled at the New Orleans Zoo. Because, you know, the cops and everything like that. Elizabeth Warren and I agree. That's right, Elizabeth Warren and I agree. I've got that ahead today. And all kinds of, the lies about the new law having to do with elections in Florida. You know how the Democrats are. Good stuff there. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK. Ask Dell. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days' worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
303 Products has everything you need to clean and protect your ride, from our flagship protectant to the revolutionary new Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Tires and wheels, interiors and leather, waxes and sealants. The list goes on. When it comes to keeping your car looking its best, you've got a lot of choices. You can trust this family-owned company that formulates and manufactures its premium products right here in the USA. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline.
So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed. Good.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Also, I don't know if you've been tracking this, but the Democrats now apparently refer to women not as women, but as birthing people. I don't know what that makes. Men, donors, I guess, of some kind. We'll get to that crazy Congresswoman Cori Bush, radical extremist victim, member of Congress, with a crazy... The Democrats are in charge, you know, so they get to have crazy hearings and stuff. Let's go to the telephones. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Ed, calling from Berryville, Virginia. Eduardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Ed, where's that? Where did Ed go? Ed walked away. Isn't it funny when you go to Ed and then Ed's not there? Why would Ed sit on there and say? Ed had a question that he wanted to ask about the Biden White House and about the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. himself. And the question is, since Biden is obviously not in charge, who is the puppeteer? Who is the puppeteer behind the curtain? Who is Papa Geppetto here? And that is, we made Pinocchio Papa Geppetto. He was an Italian puppet maker, I think. And who is the puppeteer? Who is the, the Don Corleone behind the curtain pulling the strings with all of these politicians in his pocket like so many nickels and dimes? Well, the general belief in Washington, D.C. is that Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, is actually playing the role of President of the United States behind the scenes. However, he too is merely a conduit. You can see that, the reality is, I would say, Ed, that all of the special interests that have funneled money to the Democrats and that contributed during the campaign so greatly to the Democrats in the Biden campaign, like, the teachers unions, which gave $20 million to the Democrats in the year 2020, and now are writing or rewriting the CDC guidelines for example. So when it comes to, and I was reading a story yesterday where the teachers' unions once again were in charge. Randy Weingarten, an extremist and a radical leftist, anti-American, anti-democratic, and a power-drunk loon with other people's money. When it comes to education issues, the teachers' unions are in charge. When it comes to popular media, you know, the big tech are in charge.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We've got lots and lots of crazy people in Washington and dishonest people, very dishonest people. Jake Tapper talking about not having Republicans on. I think we have a soundbite or two that goes to this story, I think, don't we? Jake Tapper saying some crazy. And then we got to get to this birthing people thing, because that's pretty crazy, too. But I'm thinking, Jake Tapper said, well, we shouldn't have Republicans on the show because, you know, the big lie. Why should I put any of them on TV? Says the man that brought us day after day for years, Russian collusion, and based on the dossier, which was Hillary Clinton's opposition research, which corrupt people like J. Edgar Comey and penitentiary face Brennan pawned off as legitimate intelligence to the FISA courts, and they altered documents, and they had Adam Schiff on day after day, year after year, lying to them, and I knew it was a lie the whole time. I pointed out the holes and all this stuff all along. Jake Tapper, apparently not as perceptive as I am when it comes to detecting lies from politicians. He should be. He's been doing this for some time now as well. But Jake Tapper on this, you can't have Republicans on because, the big lie. I didn't know you did have Republicans on. You really don't have Republicans on. It's a Democrat network. Your show is a Democrat show. You're a former Democrat Hill staffer. And you got a look on your face like, you need some sort of an ointment or a salve. But that aside, Jake Tapper on the big lie and all this stuff.
How am I supposed to believe anything they say? If they're willing to lie about Joe Biden wanting to steal your hamburgers and QAnon and the big lie about the election, what are they not willing to lie about? Why should I put any of them on TV?
To steal your hamburgers. Why you put Adam Schiff on TV day after day for years when I knew that it was all BS because there was nothing there to support it and all that good stuff. But why should I put him on? They lie about stealing your hamburgers. That is talking about when he said he's going to cut our carbon emissions by 50% in 9 years. And some people online put together a Michigan study, I believe the University of Michigan study, that said the best way to do that is to cut our meat consumption by 90%. And you know that these guys are all in cahoots with one another from the campuses and the universities to the White House. It's, Ed called to ask who's really in charge of all of this stuff. And, the campus researchers that live on the taxpayer tee to come up with these ridiculous ideas like reducing your meat consumption by 90% and eating tofutti instead, which means we're going to need some more global warming because all of Canada is going to have to become a farm field to produce all the tofu that we're going to need to replace all the meat. But never mind all that. And Jake Tapper, he's a news guy. He's a journalist. He's got a show. He's on CNN. And he's writing fiction books, which, do at home what you do at work. Do at work what you do at home. Same thing. Remarkable stuff. As if CNN gives fair treatment to any Republican or ever has. Well, they fluff the likes of Adam Schiff, who lied to them every day for years. Never mind all that. That's not important. And this Congresswoman Cori Bush, a lot of crazy in this woman. She's completely nuts, I got to say. Completely berserk. But here's, Facebook, these crazy Facebook. This is another who's pulling the strings. The billionaire oligarchs are pulling the strings. The Jack Dorsey's at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook are pulling the strings. You know, they're banning, they banned President Trump, and they had this sort of pseudo Supreme Court thing at Facebook. They hired a bunch of lefties to come to a determination as to whether Facebook did the right thing. Facebook is paying them in banning President Trump, and not surprisingly, they came to the conclusion that Facebook signing their paychecks did the right thing. Yeah, it's real good. It's real good. You did real good because they don't want to become ears of corn in the cornfield or anything like that. So Facebook, they're the heroes. They're the good guys because they're banning the former president of the United States. Elizabeth Warren said she's in favor of continuing to ban the president of the United States, and still she wants to break up Facebook. But I think we'll probably get to that stuff. But here's a story out of the Daily Mail, not in the Washington Post or the New York Times, because they're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party press release business, like Jake Tapper and CNN. Now, with that said, the Daily Mail headline is, Facebook allows human smugglers to operate openly, says GOP rep. That's a Republican representative, member of the House of Representatives, Kat Kamik from, she's from Florida. And a Republican congresswoman has accused Facebook. She hasn't really accused them. She's got the screenshots of the pages and all that stuff. She's pointed out, it's not some vague accusation. Here are the pages on Facebook being run by the cartels, laying out their plans for human smuggling, human trafficking. And Facebook is okay with human trafficking being conducted by the heroin cartels, the drug cartels, the cocaine cartels. And these people murder people like it's a war zone down there. Some of these cartels, like Al Chapo, you know, who has two kids that are American citizens, by the way, because of this, you know, but never mind that. Republican congresswoman has accused Facebook of trying to silence conservatives. That's, again, not an accusation. It's here's the evidence. There's a mountain of it. It's pretty obvious. It's case closed. While allowing human smugglers and cartels to operate openly on the platform Facebook. Representative Kat Kamik, a freshman legislator from Florida who's just great. She's very pleasant and a happy person, made the allegations in a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Tuesday. He'll ignore it, give it to his lawyers. He's going to get back to, you know, human trafficking or whatever it is he does in his free time, sharing Facebook posts that advertise illegal border crossing services. You see, she's got, you know, again, it's not an allegation or an accusation. Here are the pages on Facebook, and here's what they say. Facebook's role in this crisis, she said, at the border is urgent and must be addressed immediately, she said in her letter. In a statement to Daily Mail, the British newspaper, a Facebook spokesperson, you know, they haven't gotten a call from the New York Times, the Washington Post, because they're fine with human trafficking, because they're Democrat institutions, and they're fine with that. Democrats are fine with that. We prohibit content that either offers or assists with human smuggling, Facebook said. We have removed the content highlighted to us that violates our policies. That's vague language, violates our policies, because the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, allegedly violated their policies too. But then in order to remove him, Facebook, from their pages, Facebook violated their own policies, even according to their own little pseudo Supreme Court. Amazing stuff. One post advertises, quote, safe crossings to the United States for $6,000 through the Pedras Negras border, to get to San Antonio. More details via telephone. So it reads, it's in Spanish, of course, and Espanol, because they're not really trying to smuggle. They, English-speaking people, and if you speak English, that's another thing. Another post advertises $9,300 all-inclusive services that includes a bus pickup in Guatemala and direct transport to Houston. Hello, Houston, we have a problem. Even more troubling, said Kat Kamik, was the fact that people visited these pages, she said, myself included, that Facebook then provided additional posts and pages of related illegal content. So really, I think that Mark Zuckerberg should be brought up on charges under RICO, you know, the racketeering thing, and we should get him on some RICO charges of being involved with these racketeers and the cartels and the human smugglers and human trafficking. He should be indicted for his role in human trafficking. That might shape them up a little bit. Because, you know, they're always very quick to shut down. One woman was canceled on Facebook for wearing a MAGA hat, according to the congresswoman. And we've seen it over and over again with Facebook canceling, not just the President of the United States, the former President of the United States. But when they canceled him, he was still President of the United States, by the way. And then they had this fake little star chamber thing that's right out of a banana republic. And surprise, surprise, they agreed with Facebook's original ruling that the President of the United States should have been canceled. Because really they're essentially fascistas. So pretty amazing stuff. You got this human rights crisis going on down along the border. The federal government is currently hiding more than 21,000 children that are in government custody, and they're having these little dog and pony shows for the news media where they're not allowed to bring cameras in, by the way. It's really like North Korea. We're becoming more, the Democrat Party is like North Korea. I've been saying this for years. Well, first of all, a great saying, the Democratic Party isn't, which is a mirror of friendly fire isn't, okay? And the Democratic Party definitely isn't Democratic. And they're not liberals either. They're not liberals at all. They're neither liberal nor are they Democratic. They are something other than that. And I think you know many of the words. Now, with that, we have this Elizabeth Warren. You remember she pretended to be Native American for decades and rode her career on this falsehood that she was a Native American. It turns out that, what was it, Ted Cruz? No, it was Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is more African American than Elizabeth Warren is Native American. But that doesn't matter. Elizabeth Warren was on Cheddar News. Cheddar News. It's a left-wing thing on the internet. And she was talking about Facebook banning President Trump, and she's in favor of course, of Facebook banning President Trump because she's an authoritarian. She's a leftist and not a liberal at all. She left liberal land long ago. And you got to listen to it. There are three audio sound bites we have. They're brief, and it's Elizabeth Warren on Cheddar News. Who doesn't go on Cheddar News? Because they're of like mind, and she. She is for banning politicians with whom she disagrees, and she is now a little concerned that these left-wing entities are becoming too powerful, more powerful than even the government, and maybe it's time to act. And this is, there's a funny thing here that I agree with Elizabeth Warren. I was joking earlier that I agree with, but I'm not kidding, really. I agree with her on one fine point here. Here's Elizabeth Warren from the Cheese Network.
I'm glad that he's not on Facebook. I think that he poses a real danger, but I don't think Facebook ought to have this kind of power.
But I don't think Facebook should have this kind of power. President Trump is a real danger, she said. What about Joe Biden? Because what about you? A real danger. He poses a real danger. To what? To the Constitution, to the rule of law? How about the FISA courts and the abuses of the FISA courts and the deep staters? You know, the deep staters. We have wonderful deep state regalia at the Chris Plant store, T-shirts, coffee mugs, Department of Deep State. Looks exactly like your State Department seal, the State Department seal, with an eagle on it. Remember, who was the Democrat last year who said that the use of the eagle meant you're a fascist? Remember that? That said, not recognizing that the American eagle, the bald eagle, American is apple pie, American eagles on government seals all over the place from the State Department to the CIA to goes on and on. Elizabeth Warren on Facebook, because, you know, it's about power. And notice she uses the word power. She just used the word power. She thinks that President Trump should be banned, but she doesn't think that Facebook should have that type of power. Well, who should have that type of power? Elizabeth Warren.
We need to break up these giant tech companies, and Facebook is one of them. They are crushing competition, and in cases like Facebook, they're acting like they're bigger than government.
Acting like they're bigger than government. Acting like they're bigger than government. Well, she'll show you who's bigger than you, and that's the government. Now, the crazy thing is, they're acting like they're more powerful than government. They're acting like they're bigger than government. Now, here's the thing. They are. And they're corrupt. And they're leftists. And the Democrat Party is not going to break them up. If they do it, it will only be done in a way or in an effort to enhance their own power, to broaden and expand their own abuses of power on social media, which is the new battlefield. You know, space may be the final frontier, but the internet and social media are really the ultimate battleground when it comes to the battle of ideas, the culture wars. And the Democrats, again, have information dominance in the United States of America when it comes to Jake Tapper and Jim Sciutto and Chunk Todd and George Stephanopoulos, and the list is too long. I only have a three-hour show. And then you've got Jack Dorsey at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg, and they are stooges for the left. Well, I mean, they're lefties, and they have, in fact, amassed a great deal of what could fairly be described as power and influence in terms of controlling and not moderating, but directing the public debate. And they do so in an extremely corrupt fashion. Now, in a corrupt fashion that favors the Democrats and the left, of course, Elizabeth Warren wasn't quite done yet.
The group that made this decision calls itself the Supreme Court. They are not the Supreme Court. They're part of a private company. They need to be broken up. We need a chance for competition to flourish here, and we need a chance to have some power that balances out what these giants are up to.
Power. See, Posh, how many times did she use the word power there? A lot of times. And they call it the Supreme Court. You guys are talking about packing the Supreme Court and corrupting the Supreme Court because you're third world banana republic, Carmen Miranda hat-wearing corrupt lefties. Just by the way. And she is on the pointy end of the spear when it comes to corrupting everything American. However, I agree with her that these big tech companies controlling information have become too powerful, have too much influence, and that the federal government allowed them to gobble up Instagram and to gobble up YouTube and to gobble up this, and between Google and Facebook and Twitter, they have amassed and accumulated, and they are like the trusts of more than a century ago. But they control something much more important than industry. They control information. And in the information age, that is everything. That's the game. Now, she's talking about breaking them up here. The Democrats will never do that because they know that they rule the roost with these oligarchs, and the oligarchs are beholden to them, and they're beholden to the oligarchs. It's a very corrupt institutional arrangement that we have here. We saw it once in Germany in the 1930s and the 1940s. Coalition between a party and industry. Very dangerous combination.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
2020 was a challenging year, but things are looking up, including the stock market's performance. But will it last? Hi, I'm Ken Moray, Senior Advisor at Retirement Planners of America. If you are 50 or older, call us today to schedule a free consultation to learn more about our Invest and Protect strategy that is designed to help mitigate the risk of the stock market. Call us today at 800-375-1159 to schedule your free assessment. That's 800-375-1159.
Revival AI presents a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity. Through our SEC-regulated offering at revivalai.com, own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing, from content, format, and version to custom covers. Become an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at revivalai.com.
You work hard and you train hard, and let's face it, sometimes it hurts. But it doesn't have to be that way. Just put it on, and Tiger Balm goes right to your aches and pains fast.
That's why people around the world depend on Tiger Balm. Made from a blend of herbal ingredients, Tiger Balm is the nation's number one selling pain-relieving ointment. Available in ultra-strength and a convenient hydrogel patch. So whether you're a world-class athlete or a weekend warrior, roar back with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts. Available at stores everywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Corey lived in more than 30 foster homes before she was 16.
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. She earned a college scholarship and has a bright future. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care without a permanent loving family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
As you all know, I'm quite sure a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle, and Black Lives Matter is opposed to the concept, European Western concept of the nuclear family. They're anti-family, and they're pro-Planned Parenthood. In fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a Planned Parenthood baby. It's apparently a couple of survivors. Interesting stuff. And this crazy woman, Corey Bush, who's a member of Congress, said that she had a hearing yesterday, and it was crazy. You gotta hear. We've got the audio for you. We're gonna play it in a little bit. Really remarkable stuff that we have members of Congress that are as crazy as these people, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Corey Bush, and the list goes on. It's quite a long but not distinguished list. Extraordinary stuff. So stick around for that, because you will you'll tell your friends about it later. This they're changing the language. They're word burners, and they love to alter the language for political purposes. The left has always been big on that. The Audubon Zoo and Aquarium in New Orleans, Louisiana. I like to call it Neo Orleans ever since Katrina. because it's, you know, it's weirder than ever. They love weird, but never mind that. The Audubon Zoo and Aquarium, they canceled their pro-police promotion, citing divisive potential. It was supposed to be a six-day Blue at the Zoo event. It's been scrapped. All right? That's, in fact, in this headline here from NOLA, they say it's been scraped because they don't know how to spell. Less than a year after George Floyd killing, because that's the important thing in New Orleans at the zoo. After drawing up plans to offer discounted rates to anyone wearing blue, show up in support of the New Orleans Police Department, the Audubon Nature Institute announced Tuesday it was canceling the entire event. They're canceling it because they said it might be unintentionally divisive. Oh, but canceling it's not.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.